Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Jay-Z does not listen.
This is like the only podcast.
I still hope he does.
Jay-Z, turn this off.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Start the video with like a disclaimer, like Jay-Z, if you're watching this, please turn it off before you go any further.
Welcome to episode 41 of The Bracket. Today we got the OG crew, but we have the addition of Son of a Boy Dad's own Lil Sasquatch over to my left. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Which is weird. You're just kind of sitting in the same spot from the Yak. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. We actually have almost the entire Yak crew except for Big Cat and Ron here today?
No.
Okay, and Brandon Walker, I guess, then. But yeah, we have a big one today. We're doing people we would want to trade lives with. We got a couple of interesting submissions from people on Twitter, a bunch from you guys as well. None from KB. You didn't pick Tywon Claxton. Do you know who Tywon Claxton is?
No.
He's this guy from, he was Ohio State, right?
Yeah, he's a Cleveland boy.
Yeah, 2014.
You keep the comments on the video coming. They mean a lot.
In 2014, he handed KB's ass to him. Clean sweep, almost. In a wrestling match, right?
What does that even mean, a clean sweep?
Destroyed you.
It was gutsy.
It was a gutsy performance, no doubt about that.
I think the fact that it was gutsy negates any ass being handed.
No, I don't think that's true at all. You can get your ass handed to you in a gutsy performance.
No, we said this. Gutsy is Western Kentucky losing 24-7 to Georgia. They didn't get their ass handed to them.
All right, well, we might get back to Tywon Claxton later.
Yes, I would not trade lives with him.
Before we start, let's hear really quick from our first sponsor, Game Time.
All right, let's talk about Game Time, the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time is a ticketing app which makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest price. They crack the code on how to score deals on last-minute tickets. You can find MLB tickets for all for under $15 on Game Time. Yankees tickets as low as $14. Red Sox low as $14. Mets $13. Braves $14. Cubs $12. Name any team, Game Time has the hookup on deals that can get you into the ballpark. Depends on wherever you want to sit on the stadium, too. You can get anywhere. You can get behind home plate, third base, the outfield, anywhere you want. I went to a Yankee game, got to sit down in like the rows where I would... rows I usually associated with the rich people sitting. I got to sit in at a good-ass price, thanks to Game Time. Didn't even go to them and try and get like some sort of like free deal out of it. just used our code. And that code, you get to use it too. You get $20 off your first purchase. Download the Game Time app, go to the account tab, and create a login, then redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Thanks to Game Time. All right, our first matchup is a matchup of athletes that were almost on everyone's list. The first one is our 12 seed. And I'm interested how you guys have it, like what your guys' kind of feeling on this guy is.
If it's an athlete, the answer is no.
Okay. Tom Brady was the first one. So Tom Brady.
I did not submit this.
You didn't. You actually didn't. That's true.
So just, I feel like we should clarify for the listeners. Yeah. We're going since birth, right?
Since
so
birth.
We're not just swapping lives at this point.
You get to relive their entire
life. You get to relive out this person's full life.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. You get to relive their...
I mean, we could not do that, but what do you got? I feel like that's better because otherwise it's just like, how old is this person? Which I feel like is less fun of a debate.
Yes, absolutely. And for someone like, in certain athletes, like if they grew up in a shitty situation and they became famous later, you still got to live through the shitty situation to get to the highs of wherever they're at. So like Tom Brady, pretty good situation for the most part. He's like upper middle class in California or something, right?
Yep.
Right.
Went to Michigan, eventually started, did really well. I mean, late pick, but still.
Sure.
Everything, now married to Gisele Bündchen, multi-millionaire. Greatest football player of all time. Going up against Derek Jeter, which was Tommy's submission. Derek Jeter probably made more money in his career than Tom Brady. I feel like
No.
Between endorsements of like all
Maybe with I mean, his like big deal is like $190 million, Jeter, which isn't that much by today's standard.
Yeah.
I feel like Jeter is one of the easy, like whenever someone asks this question, I feel like everyone's always like, Derek Jeter lived life the perfect way.
Yeah.
He was the star shortstop of the Yankees, dated every hot girl on the planet, and then settled down when he was done.
Yes, he dated like from that period of like 2000 to like 2010, probably. Like, there's just an insane lineup of women he dated. And then there's, of course, the stories.
He also balanced time in the spotlight very well.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he was anonymous when he needed to be, but was also the most famous person ever.
Yeah, so the first one we got up, Tom Brady versus Derek Jeter. I'll let you start, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going to go Derek Jeter. I mean, for me, especially just being a huge Yankee fan, getting to win 5 World Series with the Yankees and dating, putting together the roster that he put together. And I'm not talking baseball, folks. Putting together the roster of pussy that he had is
consumed.
Legendary. He consumed a lot of it. So, yeah, I mean, I have to go Derek Jeter. And, like, seeing his he's got everyone loves him about how good Derek Jeter's parents are. If you watch like the Captain documentary, people are like, oh, he had like just great parents growing up. So not exactly like he had a horrible childhood. So I'll go
Kalamazoo,
Michigan. Kalamazoo,
yeah,
Kalamazoo kid,
another Michigan guy. I'm wondering where you're gonna go, Che.
I mean, this is easy. I'm wearing a TB12 Tom Brady shirt. I'm doing the TB12 method, and it's Derek Jeter in a landslide. Like, not even close.
Wow.
Tom Brady is the best football player. He's so dedicated to his craft. But I mean, maybe because I'm not as close to baseball, I feel like baseball's like kind of easy. Like, you don't have to practice that much.
You don't have to get hit a lot.
Yeah, you go to batting practice and like whatever.
And you just
like,
have to play over 10 times as many games.
Sure. But you're sitting for most of those games. Like, for the most part, you're on what the field. You're on the field playing.
It means
defense.
You're just chilling, like in a dugout.
Like you're physically sitting down.
Physically, you're chewing sunflower seeds. I guess you can be standing.
Isn't Tom Brady? Couldn't half sit of the down game. Half of the game.
It's literally
when the team's
true, but he's like looking at, you know, what the defense is doing in pictures and stuff like that and talking about. So yeah, I guess that's a fair point. But
you don't think that like you don't think that the New York Yankees are doing that?
They're just jerking off.
They're just like fucking off during the game.
Maybe it is my lack of appreciation for the sport of baseball.
I mean, I do think a football game is probably more intense, especially as a quarterback.
Yes, of course,
but.
Of course.
I think to be like, oh, well, you're just sitting down half the time is a little unfair to baseball players.
Sure. But what other part that sucks about Tom Brady's life too is like he is so intense in his craft that like he can't enjoy things. Like he can't just eat tomatoes because it'll fuck up his.
Would you be as dedicated to your diet and fitness and life as Tom Brady is for all that success?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
You're just saying.
I couldn't do it.
I don't know. If I
think in this hypothetical, we take on that person's life. So we would have
you'd have to take
on
the determination to do it. Yeah. That's a fair point. All right, KB.
I'd rather take on Derek Jeter's life.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Tom, I mean, not saying anything bad about him. He's been through divorce. He's been through like heartache, so that's difficult.
He's got that other kid.
He does. New York kid.
KB.
Yeah, I think based on my metrics for who had a better life, Jeter wins, but I don't think you could... like just not choose to be Brady because he's the he's the best in the world,
mm-hmm.
revered as a god. Like that, I mean, that's something that would be hard to pass up.
Yeah,
to be the best ever.
Really thinking about Tywon Claxton, aren't
the
you?
Super Bowls. Yeah, I would pick Brady. Yeah.
He's not just gutsy; he's the goat.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brady didn't enjoy like the rigorous diet and training. Then he wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he enjoys it, and he's the best.
Nick's coming in with a donut. Nick, flash vote. Who do you think? Whose life would you rather trade with? Tom Brady or Derek Jeter?
Oh man,
think Jeter. About that primo pussy.
Jeter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His roster of harlots is exactly top tier. So.
Mm-hmm. Owen
Jeter. Sneaky black.
Another.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That changes. That doesn't change my answer, but that changes
your entire opinion.
Sass, what would you have picked?
Jeter for sure,
without a doubt.
Yeah,
pussy. We did talk about him eating pussy. He's definitely never eaten pussy. He's never had to eat pussy.
He hasn't had.
Or Jeter hires another guy to eat the pussy for him.
No,
and he just gets blown.
He's got like a stud. Yeah, pussy
he's got a
eater.
Pussy eater out of his.
Yeah, he like, just brings him in to eat to warm him up. Oh,
I flew in the best pussy eater from
Youngstown,
Egypt.
Bob.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? He just.
I wonder what language condones the best. I came in here firing on all cylinders, boys. What
are you saying? You are?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think you're a better pussy eater than Youngstown Bob?
Yes.
Is
there any way we could?
We have to test it.
There has to be one.
Would your wife volunteer?
Has to be a test pussy.
Would your wife rather you eat another pussy or have Youngstown Bob?
Probably me another.
Probably not.
No, definitely not, dude.
Yeah. What?
Definitely not, dude.
No.
Probably rather.
Would you rather get your pussy eaten twice or watch your husband eat?
We could use one of those machines, like the one Portnoy uses at the EAVN thing, where like the fingering thing, except
true.
Like a lick type thing. Although I'm assuming you use fingers too.
I like to keep my bag of tricks a little bit hidden.
It's not that many tricks. He's just like doing the alphabet with his tongue, and he's like, "Oh, fucking, no one's heard of this one." All right, the next one we have up. Is,
so you think there should be like pussy eating machines, like Lens the Painter grip over testers here. In arcades?
What's that?
Never mind.
Like the grip test thing.
Yeah, but it's for pussy eating.
Oh, at an arcade, that'd be so filthy.
Good
that
Lord.
That would be so filthy.
That's but, twisted.
I know how I won this giant God. Teddy bear. That's the best pussy eater, Dave and Buster's.
Look at all his tickets.
All right, next up, we have the number 4 seed, MySpace Tom. Because MySpace Tom made it filthy rich. He was at one point extremely famous. Everyone knew at least his face from the picture and everything like that. He sold MySpace. He sold Instagram. Made shit tons of money. Just lives in Hawaii. Does nothing. I was telling someone this story before. I was at some sort of KB. You were here too. We were at that girl's party, and that other girl
she
was
claimed
like,
that she.
No, she didn't claim. She proved it. Do you not?
Oh yeah, she was texting him.
Yeah, she was texting
she
MySpace
never,
Tom.
Yeah,
and he was just like trying to fly her out to come fuck him in Hawaii. And like that's just his life. He's so rich he has to do nothing all day, just chills in Hawaii, flies chicks out to fuck him. So MySpace Tom is first, and then the 13th seed, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, insanely rich, one of the greatest, most revered athletes ever. Has a little bit of a sketchy life, I would say, between the gambling, retiring, like all that stuff. So like there is a that's what bumps him down a little bit in the seeding. But what would you pick, Sass? Michael Jordan or MySpace Tom?
MySpace Tom for sure.
Without a doubt. Why, you wouldn't want to be Michael Jordan?
No, I mean, MySpace Tom, that's the ideal life. Just cash out, live in Hawaii.
And not have to do, like, Zuckerberg's not on this list at all, to spoil it. But Zuckerberg, like, he has to do so much.
I wouldn't want Zuckerberg's
a lot of those...
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, a lot of those billionaires...
looking like that?
MySpace Tom's handsome.
Yeah.
It's a lot of those billionaires are under fire constantly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No one gives
a ideal. The ideal situation would be a billionaire who's not in the spotlight at all.
Yes.
No one gives a fuck how many times he's flown on Epstein's private jet.
Exactly. There's definitely a lot of these. That's a theme for some of these picks as well. So
that
that's one for my...
That they flew.
Not that flew to Epstein's Island.
Jet.
Although, actually, at least one of these people did. Owen, Michael Jordan, or MySpace Tom?
Comes down to, like, legacy versus instant gratification for me. Like, if you're Michael Jordan, your name's, like, forever in the history books. I don't know if I really give a fuck about that. So I'd probably do the MySpace Tom.
Fair enough. Nick?
Does MySpace Tom have the same name as Neo?
Like,
is his name Tom Anderson?
You're right.
His name is Tom Anderson.
His name is
Neo's
Tom Anderson.
Full name?
I believe
his
so.
His name Neo's in the Matrix. It's his Matrix name. was Tom. Mr. Anderson.
Tom Anderson was his. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas A. Anderson.
Yeah, it is Anderson.
So that changes a lot for me. But there's that picture of Michael Jordan playing beer pong with his elbow just over, like, just in the middle of the fucking table. And the fact that nobody had the. Nobody called that. Nobody was like, elbow. That's freedom right there, man. That shows respect.
That's true. And, like, the place would shut down if Michael Jordan came in and, like, MySpace Tom, you'd have to be like, I'm MySpace Tom.
Now, if you do live the life of Michael Jordan, you do have to have a Hitler mustache on a plane in a Hanes commercial.
Do.
But he got away with that, too.
And you have to get your dad murdered for gambling debts.
Oh, wow.
Could MySpace Tom pull off a Kangol hat?
Wow.
That's a good question. Can't even, like, I only know his one face from the one profile picture. Like, I could.
That's him turned around.
Yeah.
In a white t-shirt.
And, like, he lost the battle to Facebook and didn't give a shit. He's like, I don't.
Didn't he already sell Facebook?
He had already sold,
MySpace.
He already sold that, and
he sold Instagram too.
Yeah.
No.
No.
500. I'm almost. I read something about it.
That sale didn't happen until years later.
Okay. Well, he made money on it. I can tell you that. Anderson, American.
I don't even think it matters. He's just an anonymously rich guy in Hawaii who pays.
That's the dream for anybody who would ever make a business, I think.
Like, he can, like, still go out.
He can still go out. He's not getting mobbed.
I disagree. That is the benefit. I don't, like, view it, like, as a utopia. Like, retiring to extreme wealth, especially in Hawaii. Like, he's so bored.
Dude, his Instagram is incredible. You see this? It's just, like, beautiful.
He's took up photography. That's, like...
That's how you know.
I mean, like, Randy Johnson did that. Randy Johnson's, like, a legitimately famous wildlife photographer now.
Yeah.
It's like one of the best pictures ever.
I'm going to go Tom.
Murdered
I'm
going to
go.
Once.
He killed a bird. Yeah.
He did crush it. I guess that was his penance.
I'm going to go Tom.
One for Tom Anderson. Another one for MySpace Tom, rather. KB.
I think it's Michael Jordan by a long shot. Like, you can't pass up the opportunity. You can't, like, the psychological effects of being the best and continuously being the best, like, winning on a massive scale, like, that is so much more of an exciting life than. Just doing nothing in Hawaii to me.
Mm. You wouldn't want to be filthy rich living in Hawaii.
He's not. Where is his serotonin coming from? Where is his dopamine boosts?
Hawaii.
It's like the natural Hawaiian sun and waves. Like, like winning championships, so being the best. Like, you know, putting up, being Michael Jordan in a game. That would just be constant.
That's work, though.
Real.
But it's probably a lot of fun if you're that good.
Yeah.
It's not work like.
Exactly.
That's true. Like, you're destroying people who are considered to be, like, one of the best basketball players, like, of all time. But, like, that's also still work. Like, compared to just sitting down and doing nothing.
I think that's worse.
What Michael Jordan does now.
I think I'm finding myself just voting for the one I could, like, see more realistic.
Now he gets to be Michael Jordan and retire. Like, Tom, like, people, like, equate that to luck, not, like, a accomplishment.
Mm.
He owns a team now, too, Michael Jordan. Like,
he does. And he fucked up a team. People, like, make fun of him for it. And, like, he does get under fire a decent amount. As much as people do love him a shit ton. All right. Well, Che?
I think it's Michael Jordan, and I want to clarify because the difference between Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady, if he makes, like, one play in one game poorly, that could fuck up his whole year. Michael Jordan in basketball, you know, first of all, you have way more recognizability, which I think is good for at least the time that you're playing. But, you know, he has a 7-game series. All his series never went to 7 games. It was all just over in 6. So I really like Michael Jordan as far as the answer to this. His nickname for a long time amongst players is Black Jesus.
Mm.
Got to be the coolest nickname.
Don't ever call Tom Brady White Jesus.
No.
No. That's contradictory.
Yeah. Has, you know, insane wealth, not only based on his contracts and playing time, but just like Air Jordan is just an absolute cash cow.
Isn't he a dickhead though?
Yes,
probably
massively.
How could you not be if you're that
pretty easy? Yeah, you can. You don't have to be a dickhead.
Stop being a dickhead though. I guess if you take over his life.
He's also like loves to play golf and has an insane gambling addiction. Where if he loses a bet, he'll just say double or nothing, and he keeps doing that.
Is that imagine not having a reason to want to be that him? Deep. That would be crippling.
That's like you said, an addiction.
Imagine having
on top of that, he's addicted.
Controls his life.
But imagine having pockets that deep. It's like, all right, whatever.
That's true. Where like it truly doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing could apply to MySpace Tom in a way. If he wanted to, not that he wants to.
Yeah, but eventually the MySpace money is going to run out. Like, eventually. Like,
I don't think.
No, there's no way.
When you're that rich, it just gets invested by financial advisors and just exists forever.
He makes money. Yeah, I think you get to a point, you're good, and your family's good.
Yeah. But
KB's right. Like, the dopamine highs of Michael Jordan just winning, like, championship after championship and moment after moment are timeless.
I want to back up to what you said before about Tom Brady. You think that this winning the single game is more impressive than winning four games in a seven
game series? No. I think it's way more stressful.
To win the single game?
Yes.
Versus
imagine like
four
one
of those single
throw
games?
You fuck up and it's like your season's over. Yeah, like that's got to be so. Yeah.
That could happen in game seven of a seven game series.
If it gets, I mean, you can prevent, you can play great in the four games before that or the, you know, six games before that.
I don't know. I feel like it's significantly more impressive to win a seven, four out of seven than it is to win one. You could luck into one way easier than
you can mess up. And
he's trying to say stress per play.
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Individual.
Yeah. Michael Jordan, if he needed to, could take a playoff and is like, fine. Tom Brady, you fucking take a playoff. You're throwing the ball. That ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah. And they get to sit down in basketball all the time.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Have you seen those padded chairs they sit on the bench?
Hey, those chairs.
Like the pad is not even kidding. Like this big.
It's comfortable.
They do look very comfy. Tommy, you could tie it up or
a pad that big. What is the last 80% of it doing?
Yeah, there's a size a pad can get to. There's a max size.
So comfy though.
Diminishing
maxi pad.
Yeah.
Two clarifications. One, I thought you guys were talking about Neo, the singer of So Sick.
Oh, you thought?
Wait, he invented MySpace.
His name is Thomas Anderson. His real name is Shaffer Shamir Smith, which is
close.
Fitting. Two, I'd like to clarify a joke I made. I was like, oh, imagine having to look like Mark Zuckerberg, having that face. People tell me I look like him, so I don't want
to. Not dissimilar.
Trashing Mark Zuckerberg. I'm Michael Jordan. I'd go Michael.
Wait.
You could
Mark
Zuckerberg if you want to.
Yeah, but I don't want people to be like, tell me you look like Mark Zuckerberg.
We called you in here. What topic do you think came up?
Is this Mike live? I hope we're good. Let's.
Yeah.
Who do you think eats pussy better, you or Stephen Che?
Probably Che.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who likes it more, though?
Yeah.
Game recognized game.
Who do you think likes the act of eating?
Love for the game, I think.
Okay.
Both of you guys pretend like there's one in front of you right now?
Hard pass.
If there was a game in Dave and Buster's where you ate pussy, how many tickets do you think you're bringing home? Are you bringing home the big prize? Oh. This guy's down in the dumps. You really alpha'd the fuck out of him.
Good job, Che.
Alpha'd the shit out of him in this encounter. Right, get out of here, Bob. That was disappointing. I wanted you to put up more fight than that.
What was your idea for Hot Ones? The Hot Ones spinoff?
Oh, it's a Hot Ones spinoff where you lick pussy, but the women get uglier. As you go down.
Oh, wait, the vagina gets uglier? Or
the women
are
grosser. Yeah.
If the pussy got...
It's the opposite of Hot Ones because they don't get hotter.
Yeah.
Ugly ones.
Yeah.
That's meta. It's nice.
If the pussy got grosser, I think it would be way worse than just the woman getting grosser. Oh.
Well, you
gave me a fatty one.
They usually go with the women.
Yeah. I'm just thinking the one with like Hope Solo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that would be the 1 billion Scoble unit for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why? It's supposed to get harder.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the hardest one, I'm saying.
You ever seen the hardest pussy to eat?
Yeah, he's never seen it.
I've never seen her pussy.
Oh, that's
never
why.
Seen
that's
Hope Solo's pussy?
No,
that's insane.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
No, I've never seen it either. Pussy.
I haven't seen it either.
I thought she was like, isn't she like a pretty girl?
Jamie, pull it up.
Fuck out
Jamie,
of her husband.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick has never seen a Solo pussy. Multiple women at a time.
So Tommy.
I've never seen one pussy.
Yeah, it's always
it's
multiple.
Like, it's like a mouse in your house.
It's always. Michael Jordan. I just think, I mean, he's like, making a shot is so fun in basketball.
It is.
Yeah.
Imagine making like the most ever.
There was a period of time where all I would think about is buzzer beaters.
Right. Yeah. Do you know how many buzzer beaters Michael Jordan is hitting? Like the highest level, the flu game? He's just synonymous with winning. And MySpace Tom, sure, I think it could get boring too to be just that rich. I think Michael Jordan, he has that luxury life now where he could do whatever the fuck he wants, but to have 20 years or whatever. He played baseball too. He just got to also be a pro baseball player, just fucking around. I think it's easily Michael Jordan.
There's also a level of it though where like Michael Jordan literally can't go anywhere without people saying, that's Michael Jordan. Like,
can't finger bang in common ground, Tommy.
You definitely can't. You definitely wouldn't be able to. You'd be getting swarmed.
And if you don't got no shame.
Michael Michael Jordan, or rather MySpace Tom, though, he could get into Common Ground no problem and like not get.
Michael Jordan could definitely get into Common Ground.
All right, not get recognized.
Bar we've all been to.
We're tied up right now. Owen, were you?
Sorry, Mike. Tommy's here. Rec capacity. Huh?
Were you interested in changing your vote, Owen?
Yeah. Are we tied?
We're tied right now. Unless
we could go to Gooch, or we could change to Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Tommy made a good point. I didn't think about making baskets. It's awesome.
I'm being it way serious. Better. All right, our next matchup is the number 9 seed, Michael Trout. And
What the fuck? I didn't know who that was. Gross.
Mike Trout, and the reason he's on here is because...
Jay's going to just call him Mike the whole time.
Just my good buddy, friend. Mike. So Mike Trout, he's essentially the LeBron James of basketball, but nobody, he could walk down 7th Avenue right now and no one would recognize him. And he's one of the richest players in baseball. I think the richest right now, probably.
Yeah.
His contract is insane. He's definitely up there. Yeah. He's an insanely rich.
Is going to be...
He's insanely rich, almost unrecognizable to anyone other than like a big baseball fan. And he's just, again, he's got pretty much the life. So he's going up against the number 8 seed, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, also ridiculously wealthy, hasn't really had to do anything for the last decade, and he's married to Beyonce. And no one can really explain it, because every time they see him, they're like, Jay-Z's just an ugly man. Tommy, Jay-Z versus Mike Trout.
This is tough. Mike Trout he does have all the money, and he's like maybe the most talented baseball player of all time. And he does live in Anaheim, L.A., which is lovely. But just, he's so, like you said, he's so forgettable. I mean, Jay-Z he's fucking Jay-Z. Like, he's married to Beyonce. He's definitely had a more fun life, I would say, than Mike Trout. I think getting in the booth and spitting could be quite fun. Dropping some beats. So I'm going to go... Jay-Z's definitely richer. I'm going to go Jay-Z.
One for Jay-Z, Jay.
Mm.
You know, with your good buddy Mikey?
Mike T. He does have, however rich he is, he has to deal with me, which is...
Right.
That is true. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, Jay-Z's just in like another stratosphere, but it would be so cool to be so good at a particular sport, especially, you know, a popular one. Major League Baseball is popular. And you're so rich, the rest of your life is set, and you can just, you know, go out, and it's not like a huge thing. Like, you kind of blend in. So I think I got to go with my boy Mike T.
Mike T getting a vote. KB?
I'm not even like this, but like every example so far, it's like you can't pass up on the opportunity to be a god. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jay-Z is.
I thought you were going to go with Mike Trout.
My prior argument was like, yeah, being the best is awesome, but he's like even like a level of fame that like I would need to be more famous.
Okay.
Feel like that just, it's probably what he wants, but that's just not, that's just, there's no
fun. Are you
in
more
that.
Famous than Mike Trout?
I think KB.
Me, yes, yeah. It's a hard pill to swallow. So it's Jay-Z. Yeah.
Jay-Z gets a vote.
I think like the first three, like Jay-Z, Tom Brady, and
Michael Jordan,
they are like the living gods.
Of their respective sports.
Yeah. Well, Jay-Z, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Nas kind of body Jay-Z. Like,
You would rather be Nas?
No. But like, Jay-Z had an affair, and like, Beyonce writes a whole song about that.
And doesn't leave him?
Humiliating.
Yeah. And that rocks for Jay-Z's.
Imagine everything he's got to see and do.
He also has really skinny legs. Ever seen his calves?
What?
He has like absurdly tiny legs. It's really crazy.
He's just a gross human.
Yeah.
Body, physique, face.
You're going to be very surprised.
Uh-huh.
Is it worse than Tyson Chandler's legs?
Huh.
It's, I think, worse than Tyson Chandler's legs. They're really weird.
Did he not sell crack to his mom?
Jay-Z sold crack to his mom?
Jay-Z used to sell a lot of crack.
Yeah, I did a lot of.
Yeah, but to your own mother?
Damn.
That picture looks kind of normal.
The Tyson Chandler legs is the worst, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, these are.
Oof, no.
Got a big chunky body, and those are some tiny ass.
Oh, those are, yeah.
Those are.
Who let me say?
Jay-Z's legs.
I don't think Jay-Z's that chunky.
He's got a thicker frame for third calves that small. Like, at least Tyson Chandler is, like, strung out over,
just throw
like,
some pants
7 feet.
On. Yeah, wear pants.
Yeah.
Just pants. Put pants on.
Okay, so Nick, Jay-Z or Mike Trout?
This one is tough, because I think that Trout has a better life.
Yeah.
Like, he enjoys life more, but...
Hmm. Yeah, but... Jay-Z is just a one-of-a-kind kind of life. He's a billionaire. He owns teams as well, which will be fun.
Does.
What?
Kind of. He owns like a very small percentage.
Oh,
of
is it that small?
I think he sold it off because I think he started like a sports agency.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That would be cool too.
A lot of very cool friends.
Cool friends. Beyonce is a good looking woman. He gets to
she's decent.
Stuff her. Yeah. Yeah, Beyonce is like a six.
Did you hit
like,
that? She's breedable.
Would you hit Beyonce? Would you hit that?
Jeez, man. I don't know, dude. Like,
maybe a few drinks in.
This is a wild statement, but I don't know if I would.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You don't know if you'd fuck Beyonce?
I don't think I could do that to Jay-Z. Like, oh, if I was,
it's a loyalty thing.
I would be scared. Yeah.
I thought in a vacuum, you wouldn't fuck that frame.
Oh. Hourglass.
I would fuck her in a vacuum. Like, I would fuck her any
space.
Yeah.
Even if it like meant me being stuck there for the rest of my life, they couldn't get me out. I would fuck her in a vacuum.
Maybe he's in that Dyson over there. Yeah. But,
yeah. The shop vac.
Fuck, fuck Beyonce. Yeah.
I guess this is my fate. Worth it.
Shop vac. So Nick.
Jay-Z,
without a doubt. Owen.
Hove.
He made the Yankee hat more famous.
Yeah. Right. Whenever white guys refer to him as Hove on Twitter, it's always like, yeah.
What about in feels person like, on
what
a
what about on podcast? Yeah. Or just say, course. Yeah.
Hove.
What, wait, when white break? Guys debate rap. Like,
what's the hand thing he
Hove
does?
Hove runs lyrical circles around Nas. Shut up, dude.
What's Drake's real name? Aubrey?
Aubrey, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people refer to Drake as Aubrey.
Oh, so gross.
We went to Machine Gun Kelly's coffee shop in Cleveland, the 27 Club, and this like girl came. Is Coulson coming by today?
I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Sass, what would you have picked, Jay-Z or Trout? Jay-Z's the winner, but.
I don't know. I mean, I think if we're doing their entire life, I think Jay-Z's probably had
more
some
stressful, yeah.
Way worse life than Mike Trout.
Yeah, I forgot about
the
early life.
Of Mike Trout's right. Way better. Yeah.
Yeah.
His whole.
Yeah, shit. I forgot. Oh, man.
So
do you know what's coming? Like if you take Jay-Z's life and you like you're in his childhood, it's all right. I gotta sell crack to my mom, but then I'm gonna be fucking insane one day.
That's what I mean.
But yeah. Fact check on the crack. Didn't sell crack to his mom, but did shoot his brother when he was 12 in the shoulder.
That's cool.
It's actually
It's cathartic.
Yeah. All right. So what would you have picked if you had to?
I guess you gotta go with Jay-Z. I think you gotta go with Jay-Z.
I think so too.
All right. So that's
a little crack.
Yeah. And then he got.
It's a little
last bars about it afterwards.
Did
About the crack.
I used to sell snowflakes by the OZ.
You should tweet that right now. Okay, so now we have the 1 seed versus our 16 seed chain game. I'm going to give you the chain options first because there's a lot. The first, we're going to have a mini Barstool playing within the chain game. So Glennie Balls.
No,
Glennie Balls.
Okay.
Mincy. Caleb. Dave Portnoy. You can pick one of them. One of that group. I would pick Glennie Balls.
I'd pick Caleb.
I would pick Caleb.
Think about this.
And Glennie last.
Think about this. Glennie does everything Caleb does, except has to do none of the actual interviewing. All he has to do is sit there.
Yeah, but he doesn't. There's no way he makes even close to what Caleb's
making. None of the credit or money that Caleb gets.
Well, maybe none of that, but he's going to get that through OnlyStands, where he just interviews fucking hot-ass girls all day. He had like 20 of them today.
Call me crazy. I'd rather be Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb, like, I would definitely rather do Caleb.
All right, so between this, we're going to go with Caleb.
In that head-to-head matchup.
Wait, did I even mention Portnoy's on this list, too? So if you guys want to check
out. Got the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Yeah.
You know?
Mincy is also an option. I mean,
Caleb's so cool.
Caleb's a cool. He was
You're describing Mincy, too.
Football in college and then just started working at Barstool and became, like, awesome at that. Mm-hmm. Definitely Caleb.
I mean, but he's not the king of the South.
Right. Is he the king of any region, Caleb?
Yeah.
Was Caleb not the Dixie king?
Oh, he was at a point. That's true.
Eddie Dixie.
He
was basically-
oh, yeah, dude. I've rewatched the Dixie tour videos. It was just a vlog of him getting pussy. to every school in the South.
All right.
Like you're cheering for him?
Just yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, dude. Right. Shows up and he's like at sororities. He's like, can I stay here? And they're all like, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
I was looking through Mincy's catalog of stuff, though, and it's pretty good as well.
Mm-hmm. That guy slayed.
That was a great accent, too. Like, I just like Caleb's voice.
Yeah, no, he's very fun to be around, too. Just great hang. all right.
Let's cut this.
Next.
All of us just kind of sucking on
Yeah, I mean, we didn't.
He's got such a good voice.
There's John Gravy.
We didn't even bring up Caleb's looks.
Yeah. I fucking love his voice.
Yeah, he does have a great voice.
Real solid.
Damn, he's way taller than I thought he was.
Yeah, he's like 6'6".
Holy shit. He's really tall.
Should we add him?
Should we add him into the pod?
He's no, busy. To the bracket. Nah.
Oh, yeah. That's actually like a solid pick.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, he's known for fucking MILFs, and he does fuck a lot. We went to one of his concerts, right?
Yeah.
That was like a long time ago. Shit.
I did.
A while ago. Okay, so after that, we have one submission from Twitter. He said, don't remember his name, but my best friend whose girlfriend I'm on the way to fuck. That's from Johnny Crust. So that's one of the
first. What's his name?
Johnny Crust.
Johnny Crust?
Ew.
Fuck yes,
great
dude.
Name. Yeah. This is a couple of Che ones in a row. So this is more loyal to the Che in game title. Bill Simmons.
No.
What?
You want to trade lives with Bill Simmons?
I would rather be myself than Bill Simmons.
Everything he does is successful. He's a writer, and then he's...
Oh,
he had to write.
Like one of the most hated athletes.
He also made that HBO show that was wildly unsuccessful.
That's Ben Simmons.
Yeah, he's the Boston sports guy.
Well, then fuck Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
I like Bill Simmons, but...
Yeah,
they mix him up.
Yeah.
Constantly.
I'd be myself.
If Lil Sass didn't know who I was, I would not want to be him.
No.
I also thought of one I forgot. I don't think he's going to be on the list. Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban was not on the list.
That's a great one.
That is.
Way better than Bill Simmons.
Much better than Bill Simmons.
It's crazy.
Very good one.
Gary Seinfeld, who had after that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn it, is Young Gravy complimenting Rudy's shirt?
Yeah, of course he is, dude.
God damn it. Put Rudy on there.
Rudy looks so cool. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, Rudy for kids.
It's a great outfit today. Fucking asshole. Next, you also had
Shane. I agree on Rudy, but we treat him like a...
Would you treat him
like he is fucking like he's a
just
god.
Just a regular guy. Well,
we talk about him like
I think it's very much just the cheerleader effect.
Yeah.
He just puts in like minimal effort to outfits, right. Whereas we all wear gym uniforms.
Yeah.
All right. After that, another Che option, Travis Barker. Why specifically Travis Barker?
It's been the best. Probably the best drummer in the world since he was like a teenager.
He got in a plane. He got in a plane crash and like all of his friends died.
Plane crash is my out.
Oh, I didn't realize
he like couldn't tour for like 3 years after because he wouldn't fly.
He flew for the first time like 18 years after, right?
Well, yeah, it crashed right off the runway,
last
right?
Year, like, I think it was the first time he flew.
I don't know
if there's any like DJs. I know Owen submitted Garrix.
Martin Garrix.
I think a DJ would be an ultimate job.
Mm-hmm. Which DJ would you pick out of all of them?
Probably John Summit or Fred again.
Not like Calvin.
They're both on like the come up, and they just play at like the funnest locations in the world.
Yeah,
Diplo or like Calvin Harris or.
Because I mean, yeah, but like I would trade lives with them now because they're at the onset of their come up.
Also,
I think blowing up is
Diplo and Calvin Harris are like just known for being like famous the way Dave's famous, just being at places.
Diplo is more
Martin
famous,
Garrix
yeah.
is just a massive name and has been touring the world since like 16.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, like when you pick someone up and come and you don't know where they're going to go, that either of those guys fall off forever and you never see or hear of them again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like you'd want to get the full length of.
It would probably be Garrix, who I would pick.
I mean, you could add him to the list. One
young,
person
rich, and attractive.
It was Tommy, Jason Bateman's wife. You said he
was. I can't imagine a better existence than waking up to Jason Bateman every morning.
Tommy also submitted Pete Davidson, which I was like.
Pete Davidson's a good one. I know his dad died
to die.
Hasn't Pete Davidson tried to kill himself like publicly like 10 times?
He always wants to die
by his own hand.
Yeah. I mean, he's literally like the number one bachelor in the world right now.
I mean, he's dating
about like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I think Pete Davidson's he's more appealing right now than Harry Styles.
No.
He's on a hot run.
No. Yeah,
it's like, Harry Styles
a good like 8 month stretch. Harry Styles has been doing this for decades.
I bet if you asked 100 women right now, would you rather fuck Pete Davidson or Harry Styles?
It would be 88 to 12.
Torched.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
It would be worse. It would
really
be maybe 2.
I think it's close. I generally think it's close.
We're down a poll.
No. I think that's Pete Davidson's whole appeal is that he doesn't deserve it.
Tommy, what if you asked them that question 3 years ago or 3 years from now?
Yeah, that might
going to go back to Harry Styles or
I feel like
Harry
Pete Davidson.
Like this is it's a
you know our description our classic scenario of walking in on your best friend fucking your girlfriend like in this case Pete Davidson would be the guy walking on Harry Styles fucking whoever it is dating.
I think more women would fuck Harry Styles than any man in the world.
Yeah.
Who is more appealing to girls right now or just in general? I'm just going to say
Who would you rather fuck?
Who would you rather fuck right now?
And this speaks a lot about the women because choose Pete Davidson,
who's more sexually appealing?
What are you doing? You can't ask this on Twitter. I'm going to say who's more
Twitter, everyone's going to say Pete Davidson.
And then you have set like 75% male followers, so yeah. Skew the poll.
That to girls? Say ladies.
No, the guys will still answer the poll cuz yeah. They want to see the results.
Just then do a one. Third.
Do you
third
need, have any of them?
We need 10 women.
We need can we grab Ebony?
If we got 10 women randomly in this office, I bet you all 10.
I bet Pete Davidson.
All 10 would. How many? You think he would win?
I think it's close.
6-4?
Should we go get
it would
women?
Be it would be I bet it would be all
Ebony
Harry
and Enrique right there.
I don't know. Right.
Gooch, can we grab Ebony and Enrique?
Don't they?
No one is, like the amount of people of girls who are like foaming at the mouth publicly on social media over Harry Styles.
Dude, we walked by Harry Styles at MSG and there's just hordes of girls and they all think they're going
to
be the one who
fuck
Harry
Styles
that night.
Yeah, they're all ready. They shaved their legs that night because they think they're actually going to fuck. Yeah.
Which is ironic because they're into Harry Styles.
It is a good
singer.
Like,
God damn it.
It was really good. It was really good.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's damn good.
Rhea and Kelly Keeks.
I'll just trust. I'll take their pick.
You need
that's going to split.
Yeah.
You need one more.
Okay.
Oh, girls.
We have a question. We need
cool
the
boys,
opinion.
Boy, chill.
Hey, we need the opinion. Yeah.
Would you rather fuck Harry Styles or Pete Davidson?
Styles.
Doubt, not even no doubt.
That and was that? That was with no hesitation.
Well, yeah, that
zero
is
no hesitation.
Yeah, Tommy, what the hell?
That was a.
I mean, people, it was 2-0. Let's not fucking act like it's a.
You didn't even get to finish Pete Davidson's name.
No, yeah. It was instant Harry Styles.
It didn't matter the man's name.
I guess. Okay, I'm sorry. I like bad boys.
Is he a bad boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is he a bad boy?
I don't think he's bad. He's broken.
He's a Hillary Clinton tattoo.
Yeah, you can't be a bad boy.
I forgot about that.
Stop, bad boy.
That's the polar opposite.
I would cover that up the first day I became Pete Davidson.
You're becoming
L's
him at birth.
Left and right.
I would just never get it.
And didn't his dad die in 9/11?
Yeah, that is a big point.
That's tough.
But he definitely gets sympathy pussy off of that.
Yeah.
No, still?
Yes,
100%. I just thought what had happened when he was like a boy.
Yeah, he was just
sympathy molested.
Day off.
Sympathy molested. I feel so bad for this boy. I got a
Yeah,
I got sympathy molested.
Yeah, he was way too early. Like by the time he could fuck, he had to like cash in 10-year anniversary.
So bad.
Why'd you do it, Father? This guy.
Rhea says, "Not gonna lie, I find that to be hard."
Okay.
So, see, there's one.
No.
I think it's going to be way...
These are people who, like Rhea and Keegs, they're like, this is their main, this is their thing. Who the hot dudes in entertainment are.
Yeah.
They're all they do entertainment
stuff. So does that
make them pop culture
qualified to answer?
Yes.
You need
I think they make some more because they know each extensively.
I think you got to ask
who Harry Styles is.
Ask Large's wife.
Barely.
I'm very curious who Annie would pick. But we do have more options on here, including one that got submitted, Colin Jost, because he's not funny. He's not particularly
he's
good.
He's funny.
He is actually very funny.
I find his weekend.
His stand-up is very good.
All right, I'll be fair. I've never seen his stand-up.
I saw him at MSG. It was great.
He's
I like him a lot.
On this list, Colin Jost?
Well, because he's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
He's rich, SNL famous.
Harvard guy. Yeah.
I didn't know that. It makes me like him less after all the adulation you guys just gave him. And after him, a lot of people on Twitter suggested Dan Bilzerian as a joke. I'll add him on.
I would rather have my own life by 1,000 than have Dan Bilzerian's life.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Dude, he has to be one of the most miserable people on earth. Mm-hmm.
I watched a video on him yesterday about like his downfall.
And Frank over Bilzerian.
Yeah, literally. Literally.
Sorry.
To write a book.
Are there any women on this list?
There's a couple on the other side. We'll get to a couple on the other side.
I submitted a woman.
Yeah, we got a couple on the other side.
Jay's
submitted a woman.
Jay's women is. Jay's women is
submitted a woman.
Bragging about pussy.
Jay picked his wife. Yeah, he can feel himself eating pussy.
I'll never know what it's like to have Stephen Che eat my pussy.
Yeah. Antonio Brown.
Greatest curse.
I want to know what my tongue feels like.
Okay, so we'll go through the Cheyenne options again. The winner of our mini Barstool play-in, Caleb, Bill Simmons. You also said Brett Favre. Yep. I forgot to say him.
Oh, like everybody's seen your dick publicly?
Yeah, everyone's seen your dick. You had kind of a disgraceful exit.
He's a real bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. There's like 30 quarterbacks I'd probably choose over him.
Mm. Dude, Brett Favre most likable. Like in one of his in college, there's a story where he bought like everyone a 30 pack. They all just drank, and then he was so sick that he was like throwing up the next day and threw like 4 touchdowns.
Mm. That is the coolest story I've ever heard.
I feel like though his whole like a lot of people soured on him with all the fake retirements, the Jen Sturger dick pics,
yeah. Cock out of his pants.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what Brady's doing.
I have not seen Hope Solo's pussy nor his cock. What did his dick look like?
I haven't.
It was a regular dick.
Wasn't great.
Yeah,
wasn't
pretty great regular dick.
I thought it was sunburnt, bizarrely.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, but the bottom side.
Yeah,
his underside was.
It was 2009. He took it on Nokia's Sidekick.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's a great point. Okay, so after that, Travis Barker, Jason Bateman's wife, Harry Styles, Colin Jost, Dan Bilzerian. Tommy, you start first.
A lot of these are bad.
These are like terrible.
A lot of these are, bad.
Well, we have a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, getting to feel like I live in The Changeup or Identity Thief or any of his classic slightly above average comedy hits every single day of my life and be pretty rich.
What was that spelling bee one he did?
That's actually something words. The one I haven't seen, I'm saving it because once I'm out of Bateman movies, it's like, what is left?
Is that like the apocalypse hits? Right. Spelling bee?
At least I have one DVD. Movie to watch.
You know what I'm going to do?
Break in case
I'm going to spoil it for you.
It doesn't matter. I'll still get to watch his performance in whole.
God damn it.
So does he deliver those lines with a straight face and that biting humor? So Bateman's wife.
One for Bateman's wife.
Okay. Mark Cuban.
Want to add Mark Cuban in here? We can add Mark Cuban in
Mark
here.
Mark Cuban will be on my vote.
All right, one for Cuban, KB.
I asked my family group chat, and my mom said, my Facebook friend Judy Parsons, she did the trip of a lifetime traveling throughout the U.S.
I thought you asked them Pete Davidson or
your mom would want to switch with Judy Parsons.
Yeah, she's just her and her husband just celebrated their 40th anniversary.
A lot of people don't stay married that long.
Okay.
How's her health?
She's swapping with.
I don't want to. Yeah, I believe I trust her.
Kind of like Judy Parsons.
I'll write it in. Yeah.
Trip of a lifetime.
It's hard to pass up. All 48 continental states, just her and her husband.
I think they went to
she
Hawaii.
Just have a thing for Judy
as well.
Husband.
I think. I mean,
I hope your dad doesn't read these.
Yeah, I'd want to be Judy Parsons.
Judy. Maybe
I wrote
fake last name.
Nah.
I don't want to dox her for being so awesome.
Anyway. Yeah, it does sound like a fake
name. Judy Parsons follows Barstool Sports.
I don't know.
No.
Your son, I don't know.
It ain't the ideal life if she doesn't, brother.
Yeah.
I would pick Harry Styles by a million, even over Cuban.
Mm. Even over Mark Cuban. Nick.
I'm going to go Colin Jost.
Oh, so
I think he's smart. I think he's handsome. Scarlett Johansson's beautiful. I like his humor.
Harvard Lampoon alumni.
Yeah, I think he's a cool. He's friends with Pete Davidson.
Yes,
cool. That's
he bought a ferry.
What?
He bought a Staten Island ferry to open up as a club.
Him and Pete.
Yeah,
together. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I like him. I look up to him, even though he's probably just slightly older than me.
All right, Owen.
I was going Jost as well. Harvard and Scarlett Johansson's pussy and SNL.
She had a child. He busted in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have two, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he just let it kind of nuke in there.
For life.
But, yeah. Pussy. And he's been writing on SNL forever, even before Update was doing a bunch of cool sketches and stuff.
Tom, that was like a beautiful wedding vow. Like,
you guys now do better.
For life.
Sass.
Oh, I'm going Harry Styles, not even remotely close. Not even close at all.
Oh!
Yeah.
He's like the first three. Like, he's close. He operates closer to a deity lives than a regular person.
And he has been since he was, like, what, 14? Like, I don't know how
I actually just recently watched his X Factor audition. Yeah. The voice wasn't there. The charisma, off the chart.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of them just mix matching, making the band live in, like, a 60-second clip?
I'm going to watch that, yeah.
Yeah.
I literally bookmarked it.
All right,
let yourself watch the things you want
to
watch.
No.
We're tied. Jost to Styles. Goochman?
Styles in a landslide.
Mm. So Harry Styles.
It's not a landslide if it was tied, Goochman.
No, it's a landslide.
In his head.
Motherfuckers love hyperbole.
All right, so now, Sass, you get to go first. Harry Styles is our 16-foot seed versus our 1 seed. This guy, I wonder if you could figure out who he is. He's been hot in the news lately. David. Lives the life of an alpha male.
Andrew Tate?
This is the worst.
No one comes close to him.
Tate?
At least according to him. Yes.
That guy's the worst ever.
Harry Styles.
This is something where...
Andrew Tate fucking blows.
When I was going through the list, I was like, our 16 seed's going to win no matter what, so I may as well make the one seed someone who's not that great, because it's going to beat him anyway.
Also, not that great at all.
It will be good engagement for the
Exactly. Yeah. See, Tommy's thinking right in my mind.
As a one seed, that's going to
be... That guy's lifespan on social media has got like maybe a week left until no one ever talks about him again.
Mm-hmm. Although he was just on Portnoy's podcast,
that was a women property.
He's been on everything.
He's also like, isn't he like wanted for like human trafficking?
Yeah,
like
really? There's a girl against him. He had to move to Romania.
Yes, he fled to Romania. And then they still found women in his house in Romania locked up.
Yeah,
he's just a horrible person.
He like beat the fuck out of like a prostitute, like on on camera.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so
I'd have him as our one seed then.
I'm gonna go Styles.
One for Styles. Owen.
Tate.
Oh, Harry.
He's sneaky goated.
Common sass hell.
Nick.
So I was watching some Andrew Tate. He was talking about his Hustlers University, which he started, and it's just a Discord, but you pay $50 a month for it. And if you leave, wait, there was a guy who was like, "Hey, my dad's birthday's coming up. Do I spend the $50 on Hustlers University, or can I get my dad a gift and take a month off?" And he was like, "If you take a month off, then like we know you're not paying attention in class. You should have this much money by now." And so what they said they do is like he's allowed to come back, but he's not allowed to interact, and he's just in a room where everybody sends him how much they make, and they're like torturing this guy for leaving Hustlers U. Awesome.
That's actually this
room of shit.
That's unreal.
Yeah. But he has an interesting life. He traveled with his dad, who I think was like the first black chess grandmaster.
This is Harry Styles you're talking about?
No, Andrew Tate.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's British.
He's half British, half American, I think.
English breakfast. He was like every morning growing.
Harry Styles.
Styles too.
Yeah. Oh shit.
I'm going Styles, obviously. I think the other guy's a dangerous person. But yeah.
He would love if you said that. You said it as if it was an insult. That's something he would love.
No, he'd like that.
He thinks you have to be.
Yes.
Styles, yeah.
Did you ever have hyphy mud at all in high school?
What?
Did you ever drink hyphy mud?
No, I don't know.
Fuck, I've heard of that. What was hyphy mud?
It was hyphy M-U-D, make you dangerous. I think Cali Muscles, like pre-workout, it's just instant coffee and Coke. Like Coke, not cocaine, Coca-Cola.
Hyphy mud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
I feel like that's something you would have tried.
No, I don't like that.
Not down with it.
I don't know.
Calorie count's too high for a wrestler, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot of conflicting. Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay, so anyway.
Styles. Send him through.
It's going through, but Jay?
I don't really know the other guy.
Harry Styles?
Be Harry Styles, yeah.
Okay. One for Harry Styles, another
based off what you've heard
Styles.
Us say.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-Harry Styles. I would like to be Harry Styles. I'm just really pro Pete Davidson.
Okay. All right, so Styles is going to
be... You're only pro Pete Davidson because he played you.
No, that's not it. There's a faster to him that's irresistible.
That he played you. That's what's irresistible.
Oh, it's shocking to think about that.
Wait. Do you think Harry Styles could have played you?
No.
It wouldn't have been believable. Continue, Nick. Sorry.
No, that is one... It blows my mind every time I remember that he played you in a sketch.
I should think about that like
that's
every
insane.
Day.
Yeah, you really should.
Yeah, what?
It is an insane fact.
That's insane.
It is hilarious that they just took your entire bit. Like, you were doing a bit.
Yeah, they just
didn't add punchline.
They just remade it.
Yeah,
made it worse. Compliment to you.
Or like people were like, "Oh, you just got roasted," but like I was like, "No, I didn't."
Yeah, like you were already doing a joke.
They were making fun of Fox News probably more.
Yeah,
there are such libs over there.
Before we get to the other half of our bracket, let's hear from our next sponsor, Whatnot. All right, let's talk about Whatnot. If you haven't heard of Whatnot, it is a live stream auction app where you can buy collectibles, comics, and really almost anything else. They bring businesses and peoples together through commerce, where sellers can host live streams, engage with connoisseurs like yourself, and bid in real time. With live streams happening 24/7, you never know what you're going to discover. And now, Barstool is Whatnot's newest seller. We'll be going live twice a week on Whatnot, running live shows and selling never-before-seen auction items and Whatnot exclusives. I think I'm going to have to use it actually pretty soon to get some new VHS tapes, because I got that brand new 9-inch VHS TV play combo. So, got some other ones to collect. Got to work on that. Anyway, download the Whatnot app and follow the Barstool Sports account at Barstool Sports, and you'll be the first one to get notified when we go live. Use the link in the description, and you get $10 off your first purchase at Whatnot. All right, thanks to Whatnot, let's do the other half of our bracket. We have the number 6 seed. He was on enough lists where, like, I feel like I had to include LeBron James, another GOAT, along with Michael Jordan. I didn't want to have two basketball players, but, like, he's on, like, a sort of different type of fame than Michael Jordan, that Michael Jordan had some shitty parts of his life. LeBron kind of really didn't, other than, like, professional problems.
He was homeless.
Compared to Michael Jordan, yeah, that part sucks. But anyway, he's going up against an 11 seed. Like, 1,000 people replied this guy on Twitter. I feel like I had to include him. Johnny Sins. I don't think he has the best life because he gets paid not nearly as much as anyone else on this list to fuck, but he does fuck a lot. And that we're
so does a lot of other people on this list.
That's true.
I bet you LeBron fucks more.
His wife?
No.
Yeah.
What was it called? No, there's that video of LeBron running away from the girls, and they're all like, he's like sprinting down the escalator. You ever seen that?
LeBron fucks.
Well, yes. Was it Rachel Bush that outed him that one?
Yeah,
time?
I think so. Yeah.
Like this is tough. I neither of these. I think I did put LeBron on my list actually, but now that I think about it more,
one woman, so... PU.
Mm. What? Yeah. I didn't hear what you said.
He has one woman.
Yeah, true. Yeah. He's one puss. But I mean, fucking on camera all the time probably isn't that fun. Like, if your job is fucking, you might not like fucking as much. LeBron, I mean, has still lived quite a life, so I'll go LeBron.
He's also, like, I would say, the most recognizable male porn star by, like, a huge margin. Is he not?
Yeah.
Like, a massive, massive large
margin. He's the only one I could name.
Yeah. I disagree.
Who do you think number one is?
No, I think he... I don't know. I think he's up here, but, like, if he walked into the room, I would not know it's him.
Johnny Sins?
Yeah.
The bald head is very...
No, I wouldn't. I actually don't think I've seen a lot of Johnny Sins at all.
I've never seen his dick.
I've never seen him in action.
I've never seen any dicks on this list.
On Twitter, you've seen him as, like, the military guy or...
Yeah. Like, I've seen that. I've seen the doctor one a lot.
Yeah.
I agree. If, like, he walked by me very plainly on a New York City street, I don't think I'd instantly.
If he had a hat on, I'd have no way of recognizing him. But he is the most, I think, the most recognizable male porn.
I probably think that guy looks like Johnny Sins.
Oh, like if you saw just a bald white dude that was pretty tall. Yeah, I got it. I get that. Jay?
That's Gaz.
I don't think Johnny Sins' life would be that great. Because, yes, he gets to, like, bang a ton of, like, super hot porn stars. But at the same time, do you think that he thinks every one of those porn stars is super hot? He probably has a different standard, and it's probably like, I don't really want to do this scene today.
His dick's pretty hard when he's doing it. He's probably attracted to him. I mean, always.
It's like rock hard.
He could certainly take some meds to
definitely,
help
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But LeBron, like, he's been LeBron. Like, he's been, like, the guy and the next chosen one or whatever since he was, like, 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. And he's lived up to it.
Which is crazy.
I feel like that's got to be. That
never happens.
That's got to be the best.
Mm-hmm. KB?
Yeah, LeBron.
Shout out Freddie
Adu. By so much. Just for the same reason as Jordan. Plus, LeBron has, like, a good family life. Mm-hmm. Seems to love his kids.
Yeah.
He's going to play on the same basketball team with his son.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
2 years.
This is Frank screaming. The Mets only win by, like, 12 today.
The Mets took a big L yesterday.
What do they do?
They lost by, like, 14.
Ah, yeah, boy.
Nah, he's fine.
Although I checked Frank's Twitter. Not a single tweet.
Huh. He can't. He's not allowed,
Oh, really?
He got banned. Yeah. He lost a bet, and he can't tweet about the Mets until playoffs?
Che, do you think you eat pussy better than Johnny Sins?
That's his job, is to eat pussy.
But his job is to do it incorrectly.
Well, you mean, like, performatively?
When you're eating pussy, it's not pretty.
it's not for the cameras, no.
Get
Jesus
the job done.
Christ.
That's it.
Okay.
So Nick, Johnny Sins.
I don't even know anymore. That like reset my memory. That was like the Men in Black tool. I just don't know who I am anymore. It's LeBron.
I agree. It's easily LeBron.
And going into mindlessly fucking porn stars that probably don't love you even that much,
or at all.
Even like emotions aside,
he falls for every single one. He's just like, I think she really likes.
That would be so funny.
Just a porn star that gets attached.
Yeah.
He's a sapiosexual. That a sapiosexual porn star would be funny. That'd be terrible. Owen, what would you pick?
LeBron James. I do wish that WNBA fans would keep their same energy with the wage gap in porn.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That's a good point, because male porn stars do get paid a significant amount less.
Yeah, they make, I mean, roughly 20%.
Yeah.
Women do.
I would say, like, but I don't even think, I bet Johnny Sins isn't even that well off at all, because, like, he was in a similar time era to Mia Khalifa, and she made, like, $14,000 in, like, her entire
This is absurd. Story. Jordan Woodruff just made $30,000.
Mia Khalifa. There's no way Mia Khalifa only made
No, but that was before all of the subscription-based.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's still, like, now.
Dude, she, like, went on the record about
she
it.
She said that.
Johnny Sins posts.
I don't. Maybe it's true.
Like, he'll post this on his Instagram. It's just him in like this insanely big like Miami villa, and like he lives in Miami with all, like, or I guess which company is it? Bang Bros is there. He just chills there, goes on the bus.
His net worth's $5 million.
For a male porn star, it's crazy.
For what it's worth, I did get him on Cameo for like $40 one time.
Ooh,
it's tough.
Kevin Sorbo's $80. That's crazy. Sorbo's getting $80. How are you, as Johnny Sins, not getting more than that? That's nuts. Okay, so it's going to win, but Sass.
Yeah, LeBron.
LeBron James, without a doubt. You get to vote first in our next one, our number three seed. And I think this is, if I could pick one person out of here to be the actual winner, it would be this man. It would be Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, I think, has the absolute life. All he has to do is get trillions of dollars of Netflix to go on vacations, make movies in Hawaii or whatever, always cast the hottest female lead in the world as his wife, not really make anything particularly funny or that noteworthy, and then just like go off and go to a red carpet wearing jean shorts.
In all the movies.
Hangs out with his friends for a living and gets paid an insane amount to do it. And he's going up against one where a lot of people included him. I needed one like billionaire guy. I didn't want Bezos. I didn't want like we were talking about before, Zuckerberg or anything like that. I picked a guy that has the most insane army of psychopaths at his back, no matter what the fuck he does. And it's Elon Musk. So with Musk, I think, it's like, I wouldn't want his life, really, because he does have to do a lot of stuff. But, like, you could make any decision you want as Elon Musk, and you have, like, hundreds of thousands, millions and millions, or, like, whatever, of people just defending the shit out of you. You don't have to do anything about it. And I think there's some merit to that. So, Musk for Sandler, Sass.
I'm going to go with Sandler, just because he's a pretty generally loved person, even if people don't like, some people don't like his movies, but, like, a lot of people do like Adam Sandler. And Musk is getting dragged constantly. Even if he has a lot of people that are supporting him, he's got a same amount of people who fucking hate him.
Way more.
Yeah.
Significant.
The supporters will flip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. The only big difference between these two is like just the level of money, but there is also a level of money where it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I think Sandler's probably doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Owen?
Sandler. I think I submitted Danny McBride for mine, which is like a smaller scale version of it. But yeah, just ending up just living and making movies or TV with your friends would be ideal.
Yeah, and then writing, like, on this one, I'm going to fuck Brooklyn Decker.
Yeah.
Don't you think that'll break immersion? Nah.
It never did. I was like, yeah, like, he's...
Makes sense. I think it's because he set the standard, essentially. Like,
yeah.
His rate was an insanely hot woman.
Oh, he's a gynecologist in this one.
Also, Sandler's hooking his boys up, too.
Exactly. Like,
all of his boys are dating hot-ass girls.
Yeah.
Oh, are they? Oh,
in the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Evan James.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
like Kerry Washington in the movie. It's, like, insane. Yeah, you know, and like all he has to do is that, and then like he gets caught every now and then, like playing like pickup basketball, and everyone's like, "That's so cool."
Yeah, and he doesn't have to worry about what he wears.
Oh, he wears gym shorts to the fucking red carpet.
Yeah, everyone's like, "Oh wow," and one shorts, so endearing.
Yeah, the thing is with him is like people used to be like, "Oh, that's gross," but now they're like, "That's awesome." Like that's a cool thing.
And you just like expect his movies to be shit now too. There's like no pressure.
Uncut Gems was great.
It was awesome.
Great. And he showed that he could do it. He was like, but I'm not doing that.
His basketball one is pretty good. The one on Netflix.
Hustle.
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
I think we overemphasize how many bad movies Adam Sandler has had. I mean,
I don't think that's true at all.
There's like 40 of them.
I think we under.
Halloween,
I think
the Hateful Eight one that was like a spit. What was that?
It was
the
Ridiculous Six.
Every time you check his IMDb, you're just shocked. There's so many you didn't know came out.
Yes, exactly.
They just go into the abyss.
There's so many that are really really bad, but he does have a lot of very like underappreciated gems, like Uncut Gems, like you were saying, and like a couple other ones as well. All right, so you're gonna go with who?
I'm gonna go Sandler.
I think Sandler. I think he's the winner of this.
Sandler by a lot. Me,
Jay, what'd you pick?
Oh, yeah, also Adam Sandler by a lot.
Sandler by a lot. Tommy.
Yep, Sandler.
I don't think he's going to win this bracket.
I don't either.
Also, we didn't mention on SNL too, like that.
He was, yeah. And then he got it's a string of very good movies, whatever that's worth.
Right.
That was like a nice iconic run he had.
Yeah. All right. After him, we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is Kylie Jenner. The first woman, I think, on this entire list so far. Kylie Jenner doesn't really have to do a lot. Is like the highest grossing person.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah, she like makes an insane amount of money for doing like almost nothing. And she's going up against John Mayer. It's one. That's one where like I've had to pick one singer on here that like has the best combination of like he has like a legitimate amount of talent as a singer and a songwriter.
He's a fucking fantastic. He's probably one of the best guitarists.
And he plays guitar,
which is the hottest instrument.
You would get to be friends with Roan if you're John.
You get to be friends with Roan.
That's something I'm waiting to accomplish.
What if you could be friends with Caleb though? I wonder if one of any of these celebrities are
friends with both
Rudy,
Roan, and Caleb, and Rudy.
That'd be incredible. He's got so John Mayer, very talented and also just insanely lusted over among all the musicians, at least on this list. So Tommy, you go first. John Mayer or Kylie Jenner?
I mean, it would feel gay to pick Kylie Jenner
because you have to fuck a guy.
If we're being honest, yeah. I mean, she's definitely lived a very good life.
Born rich, so her whole life has been nothing but pamperedness.
But like, is there any element to, as Stephen Che likes to say, the sweet ain't so sweet without the sour? Where John Mayer growing up,
you get to live the OJ drama a little bit.
Yeah. No, not that even is. Her. She's born like after.
She barely missed.
She knows all the. She knows all the hidden details.
In retrospect, she knows like a little bit, but like. Her entire life was easy, and she didn't have to do any of the shit that Kim had to go through. Like, you know what I mean?
Having to like alter your body. Be the less good looking sister.
I disagree. Yeah. I think she's better than Kendall.
She's more sexually attractive, but like, yeah, it's.
She's you guys are insane.
Completely altered her body by at age like 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas John Mayer can fuck whoever he wants for as long as he wants without doing anything.
He does have good stamina when it comes to fucking. What?
As himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly how he is. So, yeah. Tommy?
John Mayer.
One for John Mayer. Jay?
As a feminist, I gotta say Kylie.
Are you calling yourself a feminist because you eat pussy?
No. I mean, that's part of it, but no.
Okay.
What is pro-feminist about picking Kylie?
She's the only female representation on the list
so far.
Jason Bateman's wife. Yeah. Oh, true.
Yeah.
And it's very pro-feminist to just not even say her name
as Jason Bateman's wife.
I'll be honest, I don't even know
property of her husband
or what. So, okay, KB.
The list keeps growing, but yeah, John Mayer is in that list of gods. One of the few.
You're a god level guy.
Him, Styles, LeBron, Michael Jordan, Jay-Z.
Yeah. All right, Nick.
John Mayer is so talented, he got away with a lot of shit. Like that Playboy interview, didn't he just say the N-word in it?
I think something similar to that, yeah.
Pretty sure he just said it.
What's similar to it?
Similar level of controversy, not similar slur.
It feels like he had like that little speed bump where everything he did was like wrong. He had to like run away and live in like Wyoming.
Yeah.
He did do that.
Still nonstop fucked.
What?
Still fucked nonstop. No one cares.
Yeah, no. He had a string of very beautiful girlfriends. I'm going to go Kylie.
I found the quote and it's absurd.
Yeah, what is it?
He was asked whether black women were interested in him, and he said, "My dick is sort of like a white supremacist."
Jesus. But
then he
Christ.
Said, the, did he say the N word?
I've got a Bennett and Hart and a fucking David Duke cock.
Oh. I was like, prior to this, I said there's nothing even close to the N word in controversy, but that's close.
That's very close. That's maybe worse.
Dick is no, David because Robbie Duke. Said that.
Yeah. Owen.
Oh, shit. Did I just dox your actual name, Gooch?
No, he goes by
that's
Robbie
been
Gooch,
out there.
Basically.
Gooch is done.
John Mayer.
It's cooked.
Have you guys ever seen him and Alicia Keys singing at New Year's Eve Times Square?
No.
It's like a ballad, and she sings to him, and it's very much real.
Very sexual.
And, it's him.
Had a great run.
He is him.
Him shredding with Brad Paisley was cool, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, Kylie Jenner is married to Travis Scott, who I don't like.
Mm.
So, like, fuck that.
Why don't you like Travis Scott?
I don't know. I just never have liked his music, and I hate his fans.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
His fans suck.
As a feminist, Che can't wait for Travis Scott's dick.
Yeah.
He's
got a lot of blood on those hands, too. Remember when he killed all those people?
Ooh, Astroworld, yeah.
Yeah. Mo Bamba super fan.
You want to deal with that, Che?
When did he kill people?
Astroworld. He murdered.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means.
That nothing surprises
me
less.
He buried his head in pussy.
Yeah. All right, next up, we have the last one on this side of the bracket. We have the number two seed. It was suggested too much for me not to include him, and I agree that he has to be up here, is Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio,
oh, yeah.
From birth, it like basically destined into this world, and like from age, what, like 17, was just constantly lusted over. Men wanted to be him, girls wanted him, like the classic whatever thing. Going up against the 15 seed, a little bit lower seeded than her sister, Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is in a similar vein of Kylie, where she doesn't have to do a ton, but like with what you were saying before, like she had to go through a lot more shit than Kylie did. So we'll start out with you, Sass, Kim K versus Leonardo DiCaprio.
This one's actually a little. This one's a little tough, I think.
Psych.
I mean, they both. You can't really use like the fame thing because they're both. I would say they're probably equally famous.
Mm.
Kim, different might be types more. Of fame.
Yes, though. It is very different, but they are both. Neither of them could walk down the street.
Leo is so fucking talented.
Mm-hmm.
Like Leo's someone who. We and my friends had this conversation once about like someone who you would be like shocked to see in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leo's one of those people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is Kim, though.
I don't think I would be
if
as
Kim
shocked.
Kardashian walked in here, I'd be like, oh, shit. But like what if the Leo fuck? Walked yeah, in Kim. Here, I'd be like,
yeah.
fucking yeah. simulation or
yeah.
something. Yeah.
So what?
It would make definitely more sense specifically for like Kim Kardashian to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why. That made more sense.
I guess I'll go Leo for sure. I mean, he's been in so many fucking good movies.
Mm-hmm. It legitimately extremely talented too. Yeah. On top of the actual handsomeness.
Yeah.
Owen.
Yeah, definitely Leo. He's like one of the best actors of all time. Also miss me with like wanting to be a Kardashian.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
they've gotten better where they could like sort of write their lives for the show, but it used to just be every decision you make went to the entire country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds
sucks.
Awful.
That part of it does suck.
I wouldn't, yeah, that sounds miserable.
We don't really know a lot about, I don't think a lot of people know like that much about Leo's personal life.
Yeah.
Other than
yeah.
he dates
for that he like fucks.
Yeah, so Leo gets all the money with
fucks with headphones on
yeah.
instead of just putting his life on blast 24/7 and fucking Ray J on camera.
Yeah. yeah. But like,
if, I don't want to get fucked by Ray J.
Yeah.
You do?
No, I don't.
With Ray J.
I don't. Yeah. Hell no.
No.
But, like, I think part of it's almost part of the appeal. Even if all of your decisions go out to the world, like, just people filming your life making you a billionaire, like, that is insane to me. Like, I think I would love that. Even if I get your people are seeing the shitty parts of your life, to be paid just to live that much.
Yeah, but you can't turn it off.
I guess to a degree, but like cameras come off at a point, you know.
I don't think you can understate the importance of like being talented and being very good at something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like a constantly achieving like things for that skill.
Like
I do think Kim Kardashian is
that's
talented. Like, I think when people are like, oh, the Kardashians have no talent.
I think she's Leo is the best actor in the world or one of the best.
Right. No, I agree. Leo
more
talented.
That would make your life so much better.
Acting has been a talent or skill for much longer than like.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's more talented. I just think it's like the angry old white guys who are like, oh, those girls have no talent.
I'm saying, but he has a set. He has a thing. Like he's the star.
His legacy is. You could compare it to any great in any field, and it rivals it.
He's an insanely good actor. Nick?
It's Leo. I think he is... I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that.
Leo's got three right now, KB.
Leo, yeah.
Leo's going home. Jay?
What's Leo's best movie? There are a few that come to mention, but is there one...
Titanic, probably?
Wolf of Wall Street.
I'd say Once Upon a Time.
The Departed.
Yeah, probably the
Departed. He's great in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Be my pick,
I mean, his first role was playing a mentally challenged boy in What's Eating
Gilbert Grape.
Even what's
Growing
the one
Pains?
He
was an orphan before that.
Ask Me If You Can.
Ask Me If You Can. Great
Ask
movie.
If You Can's awesome.
Yeah, but I don't think there's one like
that's. I think that's a testament to
Titanic.
how good
he
yeah.
is. Yeah,
like, we just listed out some of the best movies ever.
Yeah, literally.
I disagree, but
what's your favorite Leo movie?
Probably
The Departed, but like
okay. Django, he's so good.
He's
in
like
oh,
a,
Django,
he's
great in Django.
He's like a co-star in that. He's not like the absolute lead, like Matt Damon is
no,
as big.
Leo's usually
Leo's
a lead.
Yeah,
Leo is
like
Matt Damon the is leading as man big. Hollywood.
Matt Damon is as big in The Departed as Leonardo DiCaprio.
Not even
in
close. The whole movie
the Departed,
is about Leo.
The whole point of The Departed is it's massive people who only play leads all in the same movie, and everyone's like,
yeah.
whoa.
Just,
Leo, I think screen time-wise, I think Leo has the most out of all the actors in that movie. even though he dies in like the
movie. I mean, overall, we can, you know, debate the departed, but overall, Leonardo DiCaprio is way more famous and of a leading man than Matt Damon.
Yes. And or anyone in that movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Including Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I mean, I'm picking Leo because he lives an incredible lifestyle, but
Great Gatsby, Inception.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Has Leo ever voiced an animated character?
I didn't think those movies were that good.
You don't think Inception was good?
No.
Inception was
good. I liked
Inception. Was bad.
But also, any movie he's in, even if it's not good, the whole time you're like, holy shit, he's really good, though.
Yes, like Revolutionary Road, whatever. Like, all these movies, he acts his fucking ass off.
Shutter Island, The Revenant.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Rocks.
Yeah. That's very good.
Okay, so Tommy.
Jesus. Girl, just an OnlyFans girl.
She uses our glasses and mirror. Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you ask anyone this, any guy this question, Leonardo DiCaprio is probably one of the first names.
Even his name.
It's the best.
So good. What a name!
It was destined for greatness. It's Leo.
You were similarly part of a Pussy Patrol, just like Leonardo DiCaprio was.
Sure, Ford and Pussy Patrol.
Yeah,
very, very similar.
It was you, Spider,
Jack Mac,
Jack, of course,
Seraphim.
Seraphim. Yeah. Well, this girl, he doesn't think there's anyone in here.
No, she could. I don't know if she
doesn't. She's using it as a mirror.
Yeah, either she's showing off for us or she doesn't know. I don't know.
She plays too much.
She does. So, Tommy.
It's my favorite and least favorite thing about her.
All right, so Leo's the winner of that. Before we get into our playoffs here, let's hear from 3Chi.
All right, let's talk about 3Chi. Guess what? You don't need to live in a rec state to get your hands on Delta 9. THC. 3Chi is the federally legal dispensary-grade cannabis, and they have products that they can deliver straight to your door. Choose from a wide variety of delicious edibles, vapes, drink enhancers, and more. What are you waiting for? Go to 3Chi.com with your exclusive discount code to save on premium THC products and experience cannabis perfected. Now, we talk about 3Chi all the time. Again, I'll recommend the same thing I do in every single one of these ads. Get the edibles. They're Rice Krispie ones, and they're ones based on the cereal bars. Absolutely delicious and amazing. Great body feel. Again, this isn't like CBD or something where it's just going to give you that little dizziness or whatever. This is a full body feel. It's awesome. Nice and smooth high. It's great. Get 5% off your 3Chi premium THC products and experience cannabis perfected today. All you need to do is go to 3Chi.com. That's the number 3CHI.com and use promo code STOOL5 to get 5% off your order. This sale is exclusive to Barstool listeners. You must be 21 years old to purchase. Visit 3Chi.
Thanks to 3Chi. All right, let's get into our playoff round. You go first, Tommy. Michael Jordan versus Derek Jeter.
Are those your guys' full ads, or are you guys like have someone fill it in?
I just record them.
I've been reading them the whole time. You just have to say the name.
Let's give it up for 3Chi.
All right.
Back
to the show. It should be.
Okay. The worst ads of all.
World. That would be awesome.
Yeah. You'd be interested. Like,
yeah, I'd be like, I gotta go check out 3Chi.
Yeah, I didn't even hear the ad. I gotta go back up and hear what it was. Tommy, Jeter versus MJ.
I mean, I'm biased, obviously, so I'm gonna go Jeter. But I think taking even that Yankee bias aside, he's lived a more pleasant life. I would say is where we've talked about. Jordan has had more hardships. Derek Jeter has had very few, if any, hardships. He's gotten to have, like we said, the best pussy in the world, Yankee Stadium. He's won one less championship than Jordan. And now he's settled down. He's got a nice family. It's really handsome.
Girl dad, right? Three girls?
Triple girl dad.
So I'll go Derek Jeter.
All right, one for Derek Jeter. Jay?
Derek Jeter is not the greatest baseball player, but he's probably lived the greatest life ever. So I'm going to go Derek Jeter.
At least have every baseball player, probably.
See, I disagree. I don't think the baseball schedule would suck, like as a workload. Mm.
Yeah, but if you're fucking phenomenal at it.
No, but you fail, like you're always failing as a baseball player. The best baseball players are constantly failing.
Yeah.
I think it would be a lot more enjoyable to be a star basketball player.
You miss
it. Yeah, he was sort of an outlier, though, where like he sort of didn't fail. Like he had these storybooks where it was walk-offs on his last game ever. Right. And like
he probably had so many fucking six of like 0 for. He probably had so many 0 for 4 like day games away.
You don't think Michael Jordan had some like a 6 game? For 18?
I think it would be a lot more fun to dominate basketball.
Yeah.
Than it would be to dominate baseball.
Yeah, because Jeter was
single-handedly take over.
You're right.
Yeah.
And as good as Jeter was, Jeter was never to baseball what MJ was to basketball as far as like pure talent. You know what I mean? Like, Jeter was an amazing baseball player. He was never at the level of Michael Jordan dominance.
Yeah, but the respect for Derek Jeter is insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true. I mean, I agree that Jeter has lived a more enjoyable life, but it's impossible to say.
Okay, so you're
going to... I'm going Jordan, yeah.
Going one for Jordan. Nick?
It is Derek Jeter.
It's Derek Jeter.
You get to look like Tommy. You look, exactly like Tommy.
It's honestly not that much different from my current life, which is why I think I have to choose him.
Obviously, yes.
Too big of an adjustment.
Owen.
Yeah, although like Jordan is more legendary and carried the teams himself, I would go Jeter for overall.
Another one for Jeter. It's going to move on, but Sass?
I'm going to go Jeter as well.
Jeter's moving on.
Ironically, Derek Jeter is a brand Jordan athlete.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, fuck, that kind of makes him...
Wow.
I held that to laugh.
Oh, no. He's a bitch.
Fuck, he's a bitch.
Next up, we have Harry Styles versus Jay-Z.
Harry Styles.
Without a doubt, Harry Styles.
Austin.
That's a little racist to answer that.
Owen.
I need a minute, of course. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Jay-Z. It's you don't know what Harry Styles is going to be doing. He's Jay-Z's age. Jay-Z has already got to the point.
Now bangers.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Actually, I'm surprised you didn't go more for bad for Styles. He has a whole song about eating pussy. Jay.
Watermelon sugar.
Watermelon sugar, yeah.
Come on, bro. Music. Stay up.
Okay. And it was like 2 years ago, but yeah. KB.
Not on my radar.
You've heard it in a shopping mall, I'm
You've
certain.
Heard it. Certain in Bed Bath and Beyond.
You've heard it on your phone probably 100 times. Yeah. It used to be in every single video.
Every single video, every ad, every everything.
It's that music video your wife watches while you eat her pussy.
Yeah.
KB, Styles or Jay-Z?
Styles by a lot. The deciding factor being like Styles is very attractive.
Yeah,
people don't want to fuck him just because he's Harry Styles. They want to fuck him because they want to fuck someone who looks like Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z's ugly. How much more like better life would be with when you know like every girl wants to fuck you and is sexually attracted
on like a primal level.
Yeah, like think of any girl you've wanted to fuck before and you couldn't. You would have been able to fuck him if you were Harry Styles.
Yes,
1,000%.
Imagine like I'd say like. You could probably say the same about Jay-Z for the most part.
Not because of just luck.
Yeah, imagine like changing in the morning and like you see Beyonce and she's like, you can see her looking at your grotesque fat rolls like pouring out of your shirt. And you're like, she maybe isn't attracted to me. this is bittersweet.
Styles settled for Sudeikis' ex.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde, though,
is... Olivia Wilde is crazy hot.
I would settle for her, yeah.
I would say that, though, if neither Jay-Z nor Beyonce were famous and they still looked the way they did, like they were just regular people, they would never get married.
No.
Like, not in a million years.
I don't know. Maybe Jay-Z's funny.
I don't think so.
I just pictured Jay eating his wife's pussy with like those spy sunglasses on so he could watch TV too.
The ones with like the little mirrors.
Yeah.
All 22 tape.
Yeah. He's got the All 22 in like his VR headset.
Yeah. I've got all I need right here.
Efficient.
Jay.
I bet, and this is, I don't think that Jay-Z and Beyonce smash that much.
I agree.
Not anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. I think when they were first dating, though, or for it was for a while.
I could see Jay-Z being low T for sure.
No, yeah. I could see her just being like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a little bit of a bitch, isn't
Jay-Z?
She?
But she's also like wildly busy. She just put out an album, I think, this month or maybe like last month. She's always on tour. She just has a lot of shit. She's a mom. She's has a lot of shit going on. And he's also like traveling a bunch. So. And he's ugly, so I don't foresee that being.
I hope Jay-Z does not listen.
This is like the only podcast.
I still hope he does.
Such a bracket. Yeah, that would.
Yeah,
still
I
be
still
a
hope
good...
Jay-Z yeah. does.
No, I hope.
Plus, she has the cheating thing that she's probably holding over his head forever.
Yeah,
hey, Jay-Z, turn this off. Yeah, Beyonce.
Start the video with like a disclaimer, like Jay-Z, if you're watching this, please turn it off before you go any further.
Oh shit.
There was something this reminds me of before I forget. We never got a chance to address this. The one episode we did, do you remember we did Coolest Names?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One of the people...
I thought we did Worst Names.
No, we definitely did Best Names. And one of the people we had in our list was Slam Dunkley. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He reached out. Yeah.
Slam Dunkley reached out after the podcast, and he DM'd me, and he said, I am, in fact, not a member of the Italian Discrimination Society. and I would like you to remove this before I take legal action against
him. Oh, he was serious.
He was dead serious. He was dead serious. He's like, yeah, I'm not a member of that. I'm actually a member of like the law club at my college or something like that. And I was like, yeah, I know that. It was a joke. Like everything on here was a joke. Every other part of this video is a joke. And like he's just like, I would appreciate if you're moving it. So I had to blur it from our YouTube video saying that he was part of the Italian Discrimination Society. Slam Dunk, which doesn't exist.
You may not be part of that, but you are a loser.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly, that's, yeah.
People now know that.
Yeah, I completely forgot to mention that for weeks and weeks on end. Sorry, Che, continue.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, I would say, I would take the under banging.
You guys are putting so much weight in pussy.
That's you a guys lot are. Of what this is about, it's, yeah.
You guys are.
It's a little gay.
So Harry Styles by a lot.
Harry Styles by a lot, Tommy.
Yeah, I think what separates it is Harry Styles now starring in movies, too. He's got that new weird-looking movie coming out. Like,
don't worry, darling.
He's a Dunkirk lad as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. So you go from boy band to solo artist to movie star, and you're really hot, Harry Styles.
Does work out. All right, so now we have Harry Styles versus Derek Jeter. Tommy, you get to start. To go to the finals.
I mean, so I got to ride with Derek here.
This is tough.
This is hard.
Wait, who is this? Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter versus Harry Styles.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, at least for me, like being a superstar baseball player, like probably would be more thrilling than being, you know, singing at a concert. But that's also cool too.
That's asinine, I think, dude.
Yeah,
being a baseball player would be cooler than selling out five shows at MSG. Yeah.
Having everybody sing along to the words you
just
wrote.
Screaming their life
with. You're all there. Yeah,
but people chanting, Derek Jeter. You have like 50-year-old Italian guys.
Yankee fan, like
chanting your name.
Italian dudes from Staten Island or half the every girl.
Are you getting like booed and called racial slurs? Yeah, like girls weren't squealing for Derek Jeter as well. Like there's, you know, I'm going Jeter.
But also when people go to Yankee games, they weren't just going for Derek Jeter, they were going for the whole team. You go to a Harry Styles concert, you were literally
a lot of
there
people
for
went, I think, for Derek Jeter. But yeah,
okay. I agree with that
for a percentage, but it's 100% for Harry Styles when you go to Harry Styles.
I mean, if I go to a Lakers game and LeBron isn't playing, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Okay. But
Harry, that happened to us?
No, we went, he was really short.
Yeah,
you're right.
Weirdly short in person.
That's because our seats 5'4", in the arena,
right? Our seats in the arena were further. Like we would have been closer if we stayed at the hotel.
We were the that's why you were short.
Row.
You're in nosebleeds. And you're like, look how tiny this guy is.
Yeah, Sass like also weirdly did out a black commercial plane when we were at a baseball game because it flew in front of the sun.
Sass doesn't quite understand perspective yet.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
No. He tried to burn LeBron with a magnifying glass.
That's an ant. What the fuck? So it's one for Jeter from Tommy. Che?
I'm also rolling Jeter. I think
he's
got the best life. I think, yeah, Harry. It would be cool. It'd be awesome to be Harry Styles for sure. But I think Derek Jeter just has so many things he can look back on, as far as, you know, baseball games, his legacy. Obviously, you know, one jersey guy with the Yankees, and get top tier puts. I feel like Derek Jeter, especially in his heyday, had no issue with any type of puts being thrown at him, and Harry Styles like very similar. So. I would give Derek Jeter the time.
You say puss so technically.
But, all right, first off, between these two, pussy is a wash at best, if not Styles' advantage.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, but I would give professionally, I'd rather live Derek Jeter.
Yeah, that's an interesting debate.
Hmm. All right, so who are you picking, KB?
Styles.
Highlights to watch of himself. Like, he has the most moments, maybe, of any baseball player ever, like we were saying before.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just throwing up YouTube, being like, oh, here's when I hit a home run for my 3,000th hit. Here's when I hit this walk-off home run. Here's when I hit a walk-off hit in my last game. Like, Harry Styles, I don't know, how many concerts?
Every athlete wants to be a musician. Every athlete wants to be a rock star.
And every musician wants to be an athlete.
That's not true.
You ever hear
that's what they want at all.
And they
one is so
us.
Much better than the
one
other.
One is so much better. You have longevity. You have more creative control. You have arenas screaming your name.
I think being
a
quarterback would suck.
Mm.
You get destroyed unless you're the top five best in the world.
Yeah, you're constantly
the 10th best,
your own fan.
The 12th best quarterback in the world just gets mocked on
mocked,
a daily
relentless
basis
and
on
then,
Twitter.
Yeah, you're
on
everywhere. They search for your replacement if you're the 12th best.
Yeah.
Like say you're the 12th best singer, you're going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Say you put out like a shitty song, you do your concert, you just don't sing that song.
You do that song.
It's literally like it's impossible to have like a. How do you have a bad show as Harry Styles?
Yeah,
you just sing the songs.
That'd be awesome. If
but you have a bad show as Little Sass. You have the jokes written, right?
Yeah, because those jokes don't always work. These he has a most famous song that everyone wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The crowd is there to see that song. They've already heard it.
Yeah. All right, so KB's going with Harry Styles, Nick.
Harry Styles. It's two vastly different careers that people compare, but I don't think it's fair.
Okay, Owen?
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Me.
Ooh.
This is close.
We're 3-2 in Jeter's favor right now. It's
going to be
tied.
I'm going Harry Styles.
Goochman, Harry Styles.
Is this a Goochman decision for the championship?
To get into the championship.
Oh, okay.
You gotta think, like, you guys don't want respect to the boys a little bit. There was a time where he didn't have respect to the boys. He was a boy band, and, like,
that's
girls
true, yeah.
loved
that's
him. And
point.
For a decade, like, I don't know. He's isolated
you're right.
from the boys.
I feel like those guys, sometimes it's even cooler, though, when they win over the respect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he won my respect over with that last album. That shit was awesome.
Sure, that meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
But I know, but, like, obviously, like, when he was in the boy band, like, I don't think any, like...
He had, like, the Bieber effect where everyone's like, I just hate this guy because he's a teeny bopper.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric
and
Jeter had to grow
like,
up in Michigan.
Not that bad.
And I'll also say, like, you're saying, you're like, oh, the 12th best quarterback. Derek Jeter's in the Hall of Fame. He got in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Like, Harry Styles is British. That would suck.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It might change the whole perception.
No, I'm still going Harry Styles here.
Yeah.
Goochman, Styles or Jeter?
Yeah, so do you not want to be American, I guess, is really...
I'm going Styles. He's international.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we always forget about, like, American baseball is just an American thing.
Only here.
And not even, like...
Japan a little bit and, like, Korea.
Yeah.
Basically it. No one in Europe gives a shit. Or anywhere else really gives a shit.
It's kind of nice.
I don't need to go all over the world and have people give a shit about me.
No.
True. I'm trying to live a good life.
Yeah, no.
I feel like this
life I want. I don't need to be recognized in every food store.
Well, that's what we're saying. That's almost a bad thing.
That is true.
Yeah, so that's...
But to, like, be globally loved is insane.
I feel like we have strayed a little bit away from being the person rather than...
Yeah, you guys are just, like, seeing who has it better.
My mindset wouldn't be able to handle any of these people.
No. Yeah. I would not be able to be Harry Styles.
And mine were way more... Yeah.
You're going first on the other end of this, LeBron versus Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
We have guys like Barstool who are constantly, like, throwing out the take that Derek Jeter was... kind of sucked.
Yeah, but those are Boston.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. The worst thing about your life.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, going to bed globally beloved, it was no matter how annoying that would be,
would
be awesome.
Haters.
Mm-hmm.
He has no critics.
Yes, he does.
What's the criticism of Harry Styles, though? Like, are
people who call him, like, gay slurs for wearing a dress?
Yeah, but that's, like, I don't know.
You get that.
About his skill, about his...
It's both of those people were just White Sox Dave.
Yeah, exactly. The Venn diagram is like a circle for him.
Jeter haters and Harry Styles haters.
That was definitely him with, like, Justin Bieber. I could bet $1 million.
What's this dude doing with a pearl necklace on Stern?
White Sox Dave hated Bieber for way too long.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He still does. I would bet.
I would.
Boy with the Bieber haircut.
The haircut, dude.
Still using that insult.
Although it's not even in the question, but I would rather be Jeter by a mile than be Justin Bieber.
Really?
Dude, Justin Bieber is miserable.
He got so much shit for a long time, though. And, like, that in-between period where, like, it kind of fucked up his life, too.
Isn't Bieber's home life bad?
I think so.
Isn't his dad insane or something?
Dad stole his money.
His dad's nuts, yeah.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, he just wasn't involved, I believe. Mm-hmm. I watched his Never Say Never doc a bunch.
It's a good-ass doc. It's a great doc.
Bieber guy. You're very pro-Bieber. I like Bieber as well.
Yeah. I like Bieber, too, but I just wouldn't want to live his life.
So you pick Sandler. Owen, Sandler versus LeBron.
Oh, I thought we were on Bieber. Sandler, for sure.
Both great basketball players.
Never Say Never is a wild title for never wanting to say never. It's in the title twice.
Wow. The name of a song.
You're saying it literally twice.
I mean, you could
I think that's the appeal of the phrase.
And that used to be like a meme in like 2006.
Like that and like Coney were like really like those were on the same
meme.
Nick. LeBron, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
It's tough?
No, it's tough. I mean, but it's going to be Adam Sandler, but he gets mocked a ton and his work ethic gets...
I always wonder what, like, someone his level, like, what is the mental effect of having a movie that sucks? Do they care and to what extent?
Right. When we put out a video that sucks, it kind of haunts me for a little bit.
Yeah, but imagine a movie that you spent 3 months working on and this big release and then everyone's...
Yeah,
just,
I don't know.
Your legacy is it sucks.
I remember Kevin Hart went on PMT once. It was like, look at all my movies. None of them are above 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, but like each of them made
I don't know, but the fact that million he said at the
box
that,
office,
I'm sure it bothers him.
Yeah, even if you like, say that, like, you know, it kind of is like it has to piss him off.
Yeah, but then you could just be like, yeah, but wouldn't you rather them be good? Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a question. Would you rather a $100 million movie that sucks or a $1 million one that's good?
I think
there's a lot of people making $1 million ones that are probably better, but his get $100 million.
Yeah, I think he like wants to be taken seriously as an actor too. That's what, like, the whole, didn't he say something about like if Uncut Gems, if he didn't win an Oscar for that, he was going to just start making way shittier movies.
Yeah. I was going to make it the world's shittiest movie. Yeah. If it didn't work out. Yeah.
It does kind of prove that he wanted to start being taken seriously and he just was able to. Uncut Gems, Hustler, whatever.
He had previous good movies too that were in drama. Like, what was that one? Gooch the Cobbler? Punch Drunk Cobbler.
What's it called? One's a little serious. The Funny People.
Yeah, dude, that is. Oh, man.
It's a good ass movie,
it's
too.
Really good. Really good movie, yeah. Fuck.
Funny People was good, yeah.
With Eminem in that.
Big Daddy hates pretty
fuck sure. Ray Romano.
Fuck Ray Romano. Yeah, he just hates Ray Romano. That's very funny from Eminem. His little cameo in that. So Sandler's got 3 votes. KB versus LeBron.
I'm going LeBron. I think that's the ultimate life.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Being the top, being the best for so long. And like then 2 decades. Now he gets to like enjoy fatherhood.
This show is a great vessel for you to show how like you're an athlete.
I value winning, and yes. I know like that's like the ultimate feeling.
Yeah.
I think like being successful and winning,
and none of us know what that feels like
at all. Although you didn't know it when talking about it.
Are you guys dressed exactly like Emilio Estevez from Breakfast Club right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. He was a wrestler in that movie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't even take into consideration how good winning feels. Mm. Winning it like literally like a knockout or some like dumbass game feels better than anything I've
won. Exactly. Winning. You guys can relate. Imagine
if you won like last comic standing. Like I'm sure like that would be.
Yeah.
Winning feels awesome.
Yeah. Damn, Che. Yeah.
You've never won a knockout.
Yes, I have, Che.
I was so confident. Why would you think that?
I would dust you a knockout. Shoot. You should have seen Tommy. We were running the court.
Yeah, we were running
the court in Most Dangerous Games.
Mm. Snapchat Steve.
We actually who was it that we were playing with that was on our team?
Oh, Tyler Miller. He was horrible.
No. Tyler Miller was good. No.
Oh yeah, Tyler.
Who was the guy that
I need to know the answer to this before I look at Tyler again?
No. Tyler is great.
Tyler Miller was really good.
Okay, because he was that tall and sucked.
Who were we playing with? And he was mad because me and Tommy were making so many baskets, and he sucked, and he's like way better, and he didn't make a
Nick Mulcahy.
What a fucking
and we
dork. Me and Tommy were draining threes left and right, and he could not hit a single shot. And we were like mocking. We just kept him be like, dude, you'll get there one day. And he was so fucking
mad. Taking like the ugliest shots, and he couldn't hit anything. We were like,
he was genuinely furious.
We're dragging your ass to the finish line.
All right, respect. This one, it's got to be LeBron. The point for Adam Sandler is he gets to make movies with his friends. LeBron figured out a way to circumnavigate the CBA so he could play with all of his friends. Like that.
His kids' friends.
And he's going to play with his son in 2 years. So LeBron by a mile.
I think the most appealing part of LeBron's career is his warming up with his kids' team. He's like, it's like that whole whole crowd is there to see him warm up for 10 minutes with the team.
Dude, yeah. He posted a video on his Instagram the other day. It's him shooting at his like outdoor private court. And he like free throws, or maybe threes, but he like missed two, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah,
He posted that. Like, he made two, missed two, posted it.
Yep,
Tommy, that's confidence.
What would you
think? It's hard. I'm going back and forth. I think one benefit for LeBron is that he is now making movies. Like Adam Sandler can't join the NBA. Awesome. LeBron is now acting in movies.
He was good in Trainwreck.
Yeah, really good in that.
But Adam Sandler doesn't have to deal with Skip Bayless all the time. That's a positive.
Or Barstool Sports.
Yeah, for that matter.
No one
made a Chairman Mao picture of Adam Sandler.
Right, LeBron, like, even though he's so talented, he's not at that Jeter, Jordan, Tom Brady level of...
Jeter?
He's at the Jeter level.
Of talent?
Talent, yes. I'm saying of, like... I don't know how to describe it. Universal respect and adoration.
I disagree with that.
I agree. I think
LeBron has a lot more haters than any of those people I just
That's more representative of the age he became.
Yeah.
The age this is 100%. Right now.
He's also just genetically superior.
Yeah, I agree. Hmm. I'm just saying, like, I just feel like there is a little bit of a different class there, at least.
Adam Sandler could literally post a picture of himself playing basketball, and there would be, like, at least...
at least five comments underneath it being like better than LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Like somehow twisting it into how LeBron sucks.
There's no one like that that's commenting on.
Almost a baseball picture might be like better than Jeter.
Yeah.
But that, at his level, that can't even bother you because you know objectively you're the best.
But I think ultimately for me, I think making a bunch of movies is probably more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Sandler.
All right, Sandler moves on.
And I don't think he puts that much pressure on himself.
That too, for sure.
Also, God, you have to run so much if you're LeBron.
Oh, God, don't get me started.
Oh, God.
I mean, think about that. Next is Leo versus John Mayer. Tommy, you go first.
Wow. This is a wake of fucking pussies behind it.
More pussies fucked than Genghis Khan.
Someone watching this has fucked one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Statistically, somebody listening to this is a direct descendant
of Leo.
It might have fucked one of them in the last 24 hours.
They're about to.
Yeah. And they don't even know.
Wait, John, pause this. Before you fuck me.
They're being so mean to Jay-Z.
What is Three-Chi?
This is hard. My immediate gut was Leonardo DiCaprio. When I submitted my list, I put Leo on it and put John Mayer on. But
sounds like Leo right in your guts.
I think John Mayer has a profession that provides you a more immediate gratification where he has a concert and he has people singing along to his songs, dancing, yelling for an encore. Leonardo DiCaprio, I mean, I guess you have a movie premiere or something, but obviously like it's not the same as having a concert.
You want to view the adoration you're getting as well.
Right. Like I want to be able to see people
loving you.
Right.
Yeah, which is tough for a movie.
Isn't Mayer tall too?
Movie star. Yeah.
Mayer is pretty tall.
I think I'm surprising myself here, but I think because of that factor, I have to go John Mayer.
Wow.
Okay. I want to see how much people love me. I don't want to just hear about it.
Yeah.
John Mayer unfollowed me on Sharon Left Me.
No.
Damn shame. Although I did add a few more. Dad at Diplo.
Okay.
I think Eric's actually followed it and someone else.
Oh, good.
So Sharon Left Me still winning. Jay.
John Mayer versus who?
John Mayer versus Leo.
Leo.
Instant answer. Why so confident in Leo?
He's just in a different stratosphere, I think, than John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
John Mayer's first name, last name. Leo is half of his first name.
Dang. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Holy shit, Jay.
That is true. Dang. That is true.
Oh. Nobody is like
Breach,
that.
Brother.
Jesus Christ. I was going to go Mayer until then.
Yeah. Damn. You just throw Leo out. People know.
Yeah.
To be fair, it is also a way more uncommon name.
Yeah, we're talking about Leonardo versus John.
Definitely has a heavy reason.
AB.
I was just thinking, like, a movie star, if a movie star didn't have a phone, like, they wouldn't even know they were famous. Obviously, they would, but, like, the only, like, glory they get, like, as opposed to an athlete or a musician is
movie stars were
seeing
in
2006. is seeing what all the people that say positive things about you. You have to look online and stuff.
Movie star reads a newspaper to see a critic being like, oh, good job.
Your movie comes out and like, what glory do you get?
Right.
Also,
you just have to
gratification.
But that's why I think the anxiety, like I'm too anxious to want that. I would rather be a movie star. I think that'd be awesome.
All right. Nick.
I mean, the Leo thing did sell me, but now I was thinking about it. John Mayer, like, I think maybe this is just me and like my interest, but I think everybody wants to, if they could choose, would be like, pick a rock star. It's like synonymous with a fun lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing at guitar. I'm going to go Mayer here.
I would say if I were to, and this is part of like the whose life would you want all this, if you were to say like name a rock star, no one's going to say John Mayer, I think, right off the bat. If you say like name a movie star, like,
he's undeniably probably a rock star.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's just like I feel like Leo is the Michael Jordan or whatever to acting versus like Mayer, who's like
Mayer's group of friends. Sort of like the Jeter, I guess. Too. He's boys with Chappelle, isn't he?
Yes. That was a great skit.
Good sketch.
Oh, yeah. Great one. All right, so you're going to go John Mayer. We're 2-2, right? You pick Leo. I didn't fuck that up, right?
Yeah, I picked Leo.
I just want to make sure. Owen?
Yeah, I'm losing with how I'm voting, to be honest, because I'm trying to vote for the right answer. But, like, yeah, I'd rather be Mayer, personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Leo has a better life, but
So Mayer.
With your heart.
With your heart. You're going to go with Mayer?
Mayer. Yeah.
All right. We're.
What medium makes more of an impact, music or movies?
Music, but that's just pure numbers. Like
Accessibility to it and everything.
Yeah.
But
also, how many... John Mayer's probably had some songs in movies.
What the fuck?
Didn't see that coming, did you?
Say what you need to say. That had to be like a trillion movies. Yeah. Sass, you get to either tie us up or send home John Mayer.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Because I think you guys are right with the there is no, like, you don't get to, like, really know how much people appreciate your work. Aside, unless you read like some fucking movie reviews, but like,
so you,
Kyle said if he didn't have a phone, the same with John Mayer, dude.
No, like, I'm just saying, like, he
sees it in the
he
concert.
Does like a sold out show at MSG, okay, and just see like thousands of rabid
fans. I forgot about concerts.
Whoops.
Nah, I'm gonna have to go Leo.
All right, Leo, wow. Tied up. Gooch man, Leo.
That is a tough one.
Yeah,
Leo versus John Mayer, Gooch.
So we have Styles on the other side already?
It is right? Going to be... So whoever wins this, Leo or John Mayer, is going to have to face Adam Sandler. Winner of that faces Harry Styles.
Fuck. Damn.
Movie pod guy has to think about it.
Give me John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Wow. Yeah.
So John Mayer versus Adam Sandler. You go first, Sass.
To be clear, I would love to be Leonardo DiCaprio. he's just in that stratosphere where I just feel like your brain wouldn't even work. You're so famous, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think his brain does work, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue, Seth.
John Mayer, Adam Sandler, to go into the finals.
I'm going to stick with Adam Sandler, I think. See, now I'm fucking up, though. Now I'm thinking I should have gone with John Mayer. For not for that, for the Leo one. So that's fine. Okay. We'll just move on. We'll move on. Yeah. Yeah.
Owen.
Sass hasn't slept in like 3 days. Yeah. This
decision. Can't believe I took Leo.
Sending letters to Leo.
I'm so sorry.
Listen, man, I said I liked
you. No, you and Jay-Z were watching this together.
What's this matchup?
This is John Mayer versus Sandler.
And what did I choose in the Che-end game?
The Che-end game? I don't remember.
I'd like to go back to that for a little bit.
Sandler.
I don't know. Sandler, for sure.
Sandler.
Yeah.
Nick?
I'm going Mayer.
I think if you were to pick some either of these lives, if I had to personally, like, I think Adam Sandler has a way easier life and makes like a an amount of money where it doesn't matter, like versus like John Mayer. So like that is would be a swing me for Sandler.
I can't imagine the rush it is to play a sold out arena.
Yeah,
like everybody playing your songs. I bet you it feels better than winning, and it's a feeling way less people have felt.
I don't think it. It'd be hard to compare. I think.
Oh man,
maybe I think like the first few were like Jesus.
Yeah,
but like then like the 50th, not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not as special as.
But it would never lose its luster completely. I think that would stay cool.
He's got a pussy to eat.
Yeah, she has to run out to make the train back to eat his wife's pussy. Okay, so you're going to go with John Mayer.
Mayer or Sandler? It's Mayer. Mayer.
Mayer easily?
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy?
Keep on shorting Mayer for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think same reason of like, if I voted for John Mayer over Leo, I have to vote him over at like,
yeah, you
rather
do.
Be Leonardo DiCaprio or Adam Sandler, I have to go Leo. I this does make me think if I was an actor, I would start to host like movie concerts where I just had people come watch my movie,
yeah,
and, like see them react. Like Paul,
you just South invented Park. The movie.
Yeah,
we have this theater.
I'm gonna hold events. We all right. We all go to a theater and we watch my movie.
Wait, and here's an impression of me like really enjoying a movie.
No, but I
for
the viewers at for the listeners at home,
I
make it more of an experience where like I pause it every 15 minutes and I'm like, all right, what did everybody like best?
You're like
that scene.
You're like the guy
like hand out a mic to the audience.
In your defense,
miserable.
I do think people in different mediums are trying live shows for that gratification. Like South Park did Red Rocks this week.
Yeah.
The writers of
why
South
would
Park.
They need to do that?
Because they want to
they want to fill it. Yeah, so I mean, there's an appeal.
Let me ask you, if you're watching a movie that you like. With a girl.
Also, rock stars make movies to feel that.
So you're watching a movie you like with a girl. Are you sitting there like watching her to see her reaction, make sure that it's like she likes the parts
I mean,
you like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the experience you want to emulate for the actor.
Do you like you want to watch the crowd to make sure they like the parts that
you know he broke his foot kicking this helmet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
don't
if
laugh.
I,
you didn't
don't
see
get
Lord
that
of the
joke
Rings,
at all.
Fucking dickhead,
what an asshole. You watch fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I always.
Hours?
I said
yeah,
a trap.
I am so confident in your humor.
Oh, shut up!
I swear
you're making
God.
Me feel
I
bad.
I do this all the time.
I just laughed.
Could tell that was funny.
Too, yeah. Mm.
Right. I had no idea what you were talking about.
That was for the LCB audience.
Yeah, that was just for those guys. Oh,
what?
Do you know that Leonardo DiCaprio when he...
lights camera?
Yeah. No, I'm busted. Oh, okay. God, quit it, guys.
You know when Leo hit that glass? That he actually hit the glass?
Had to get stitches.
Real life, had to get stitches, finish the scene. Beast.
Wait, in what movie?
Anger.
All right.
Damn, I don't get jokes, dude.
Tommy. Just do the Carlos Mencia.
That should have been the worst insult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. That is brutal. Yeah. That hurt me really bad.
That is Carlos Mencia's thing, right? I didn't fuck that up.
I don't remember.
He's got to be the world's most hated comic, right? Like, I'm pretty sure like every comedian fucking hates him.
Schumer's up there.
Well, I guess. But
Dane Cook.
Maybe for his off the field issues.
Yeah, more than anything. All right, Tommy, you go first in our finals matchup.
Bill Cosby.
Oh yeah.
Shit. CK maybe. Actually, CK is even probably more respected than Cosby. To be fair.
Oh wait, CK. Yeah, I would say. So.
Yeah, I would hope so.
John Mayer versus Harry.
One was in prison.
He's free.
No.
Got out.
I mean, this is interesting. This is our finals. These are the same person.
Yeah, they are very similar.
Which Harry Styles and John Mayer.
John Mayer plays guitar. John Mayer shreds.
Does Styles not know how to play guitar?
Not to the level of John Mayer.
Well, yeah, I guess.
This is hard. I mean, I guess we've kind of come to the conclusion that being an awesome solo singer, I guess, is the best life, right? Mm-hmm. If these are two finalists.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the one most foreign to us.
Yeah, that's also very true.
This is the episode I've put the most thought in by far.
Yeah, I'm taking this way too seriously.
Every answer for myself and like assessing why
I'm not paying attention to you guys because I'm prepping for a while.
Yeah.
Our next episode's about like sauces. We're going to put zero. We're going to spend one IQ point on
garlic.
Oh, Jay teased his answer to us. Yeah. He wouldn't tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a take for
sauces. Although, to be fair, when he said that, I thought about it a lot.
I
was trying to. I went through 50 sauces in my head in that moment. That's why he's the king.
I'm almost certain the Dog Walk has done a sauces draft with Bibbs.
Yeah, we're gonna. Pull
I think they
out.
Did. Yeah,
yeah. We run similar lanes. Tommy, Mayer, sure. Styles.
I guess I'll go John Mayer.
John Mayer.
I don't really have a. I was gonna say Harry Styles just because he's starting to get into movies, but I'm sure if John Mayer wanted to be in movies, he could.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a different presence they have.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could. It was like when Ed Sheeran was in Game of Thrones.
That was
it, like,
weird.
Broke immersion.
Yeah, that was really weird.
John Mayer was just in a movie like 2 weeks ago. What? Came out.
What?
Yeah, it's Vengeance from.
With BJ Novak. Yeah.
He's only in it for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Did he play himself?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, he was like a douchebag that hooks up with a lot of girls. that was the bit.
I will say though, it will be hard to in the same podcast. Read off that Playboy quote from John Mayer and then simultaneously crown him the person we would most want to be.
And you would have to physically say that quote.
I'm going to go Harry Styles.
So are you going to go to Styles?
Yeah, I'm going to switch to Styles.
Switch to Styles. KB?
See, I'm going Mayer, and this is probably flawed logic, but Styles has way too many underage fans and girls who want to fuck him. I think that would be awful to deal with. Oh. And I think Mayer has more of a mature adult.
I feel like it'd be pretty easy,
easy to deal with.
Kai KB's like, I wouldn't be able to help myself.
I don't want a swarm of. Deal with, not
KB's. I would never be able to stop myself.
Yes.
Go out there every night saying no. It takes a toll on.
Saying no to a 16-year-old? Are you kidding me? Every night.
He's a better man than I.
So you're gonna go with Mayer still? Would you?
What I'm saying is, like, he probably has swarms of 12-year-olds like coming. Like, that's so annoying.
You need to move on from this.
I don't want 11. This is my deciding. This is real for me.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want being attacked by like preteens every day.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah,
especially even at my shows when I'm doing the thing I'm the best at, and then it's just like kids.
It's a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids.
Fifth grader.
Mom has gone with my two younger sisters before.
Mm. I bet you a lot of Harry Styles fans age out of Harry Styles when they discover Mayer.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's no, but I disagree because I think Styles is going with a more up-to-date genre.
It's hard for him to get an older crowd though because of how he started.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're going to go with John Mayer. Nick?
Continuum is one of the best albums ever, front to back. Gotta go Mayer.
What genre would you guys say John Mayer is?
Rock. That's tough. It's odd, isn't it? It's like
Just, I would just say rock
album
is blanket.
Not rock.
No, it was like
rock.
He did like weird folk. Yeah, he gets in like all different genres, but I would call him
easy listening.
I wouldn't call him a hard rock artist. I'd just say he's a rock artist.
Yeah, it's tough.
Indie rock? I don't know.
I would say closer to indie than hard rock, but
yeah, for sure. I don't. Man, I would just call him pop.
Pop rock.
Pop rock. I like that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you're going with John Mayer, Owen.
USA.
Yeah, baby.
USA.
All right. Yeah, so. John Mayer's going to win, but.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it with Styles just because I've been so ride or die Styles this whole time. Mm-hmm.
Nice. He just lost.
So the guy who said.
He's going to lose regardless.
Who's the guy who said, my dick is like David Duke, is going to be the winner.
Yeah.
I don't know. And we're like 1 degree of separation from John Mayer and.
Yeah.
I feel like 10 from Styles.
Yeah. Also, that is hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, this quote?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want, it is genuinely very funny. Like, if one of you said that, I think
it's... I don't
think
he's an actual racist.
No. Right? He's busting balls, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, guys can't say they want their dick to be David Duke anymore?
Yeah.
Also, he was talking about the Providence College point guard.
Yes.
Yes.
Was he a black guy?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. All right, that's episode 41, People Want to Trade Lives With. Make sure you subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever. Make sure to buy our new t-shirt as well. Yeah. Thank you for saying for joining in. Make sure to watch Boy of a Boy of a Girl Dad. I almost said. Son of a Boy Dad, and obviously the Yak and all that stuff too, but we will see you next week with Best Sauces.